Blog Talk Radio.
All right, good evening, good evening. This is Crunch, your host, taking over for Joe for the evening. We had a few difficulties. We're about 10 minutes late, but we're going to make it happen anyway. So I see no ones up. Anybody want to put a one up just to let me know that they can hear me? We can talk about it, see what's going on. We got a lot of grudge racing for cash to talk about. We got things to talk about, car guy stuff to talk about. If you can hear me, hit the one button. Let me see what we got here. Callers are calling in. Everybody's coming in. I hope everybody can hear me. We got some action coming up. Stomp those ears together. That's coming up. July 30th. Custom Tees, Colonial Beach. We're about to get it on now. I don't know if anybody can hear me yet. If I'm heard well, I'm clear. Somebody hit the one button just to let me know that they can hear me.
We can hear you.
Yes, sir. 6149, can you hear me?
Crunch, we can hear you loud and clear.
Okay. Okay. Who is that talking there?
Walter, man.
Walter, okay. What's your number? What's your last four digits, Walter?
6167.
Oh, okay. I see. Okay. All right. I got it. You know, I'm getting this together, Walter. I got I appreciate you, bro. You got some action coming up you want to talk about, or you just came to listen and add to the convo as it's going along?
No, I'm just listening in right now.
Okay, Walter. Well, you know, you're a big dog, so whenever you get ready, you chime right in. You hear?
All right.
6149, your mic is hot.
What's going on, Crunch?
All right, who is this?
James.
Oh, James, what's up, brother?
What's going on with you?
Better known as Mayhem, right?
Yeah.
What's going on, man? What you got on your agenda for the next few weeks, bro? Because I hear you in the mix of a lot of things. So what do you have going on? What are we looking forward to seeing that ride of yours get busy? What you got going on?
The only thing I got going on, waiting on Fred. see whatever happened with him this weekend. He said he'd get back to me.
Oh, okay. All right. And how's that supposed to take off? Okay. And
heads
how y'all
up.
Getting it in? Heads up.
Heads up. Proceed. Come out.
Heads up.
Yep,
Proceed. Best
it.
Man get there, get paid.
That's right. That's right.
All right. That's what's up. And I saw your truck on Facebook, bro. That's a beautiful truck, bro.
Thank you, sir.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. So, James, you know, we go way back. We got history. You know, I know you're a big dog player right now in the grudge game all over the world, but me and you have history down at the spot.
Not really. I'm nobody in the grudge game, man. I'm just trying to race.
Right. I know you're a humble soul, too. I remember that. You've always been a humble soul, but we got history. We go way back, all the way from bug action to whatever. What do you think this game needs right now that's different than what used to be when it comes to excitement?
We need some guys that ain't so sensitive.
Are you talking about as far as negotiations go? Or are you talking about sensitive?
Yeah,
as far
like
as,
negotiations,
the
man. These guys are sensitive. They be wanting to fight and all of that because you done said something, man. I mean, it wasn't like that back when we was, you know, doing it back then. They weren't
sensitive
like they are now. But,
I hear you. But I think a lot of it comes from guys not really being familiar with how the game is played and the shit talking that goes with it. And a lot of the shit talking is addressing racing in a competitive level. It's not testing your manhood when he's talking slick to you or cursing at you or calling you scared. And, you know, I think that has a lot to do with it because the more involved people are historically, they usually don't get into fights and all that crazy. We've always seen it, but it's not as prevalent as now where these guys, you know, they really are ready to shoot off and cause a war because somebody said you were scared. So I get what you're saying. But you know how to handle yourself, so you ain't worried about all that.
No, I ain't. Really not.
Okay, so when dead presidents come at you, you got them covered?
I like to think I got them covered.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, bro, listen. Good luck to you.
Walter
I
Man,
see you, you know.
You on here.
You always.
Walter Man on here.
Walter, I clicked him off because he said he was chilling. He didn't put his one button back up. He just wanted to make sure he let me know he could hear me. You know, Walter Man is
a
respected dude in the
question.
Game of. Okay, well, if he puts his hand back up, I'm going to definitely put him back in there because I see he's still on there. Yeah, Walter Man, you know, he's a good guy. He's Mount Vernon bred. Probably down south now, enjoying his retirement years down there. I used to run up and see Walter in different places. He used to catch me when I was running around the country doing sneaky stuff for the Legend Killer, and Walter used to catch me everywhere.
I just want to know if Walter won a race.
Okay, well he put his hand up.
About all of that.
Right. He put his hand up. He's in.
What's up, there, Mr. Mayhem?
I want to know if you want to do a little something.
Well, right now. I got a little death in the family. My nephew passed away, so right now.
Sorry to hear about
killing.
That, man.
And yeah, that's.
And my condolences.
This to the mayor. All right.
Well, I'll leave that alone.
Yeah, he passed away Sunday night in a back bike accident.
Ooh. My condolences.
Sorry to hear that, man. We pray for your family and everybody and that they get through it, you know. It's crazy that we have to deal with life and death in the same way. So you have to pray and pray that everybody can heal from it all. You know what I'm saying? So my condolences to you again, Walter. And get back to the gang whenever you can, you know?
Okay. But James,
all right.
You were saying what do something. Now what you willing to you run that Chevelle heads up when I do come out?
I don't know about that, man. You got a big block, you know, Willie Bars and all of that stuff. I ain't stupid
don't
now.
Don't say that you want to do something then.
I do.
Yeah.
I do want to do something.
Look at
all right, well, it sounds
day,
like y'all need to, back in y'all, the need day, to y'all need to start some type of negotiation.
Look at back in the day.
No, hold on.
They did it run head up.
Wait a minute. Hold on a second. I'll run that Malibu. I won't ask for nothing.
Hold on. I got another hand that wants to talk. But you guys need to get on the back channel and make a negotiation start, and then you finally come down to something and lock something in. But hold on. 8596, your mic is hot.
What up, Silverhawk? Going on?
Oh, okay. What's up, Silverhawk? What's going on, brother?
And everything all right? How you?
Yeah,
bro?
I got a lot of people. Yeah, I'm well. I'm happy. I'm walking. I'm moving around. I'm almost back to 100%. I'm ready to get back busy. I'm going to see this Mike Brown Custom Tees Joe Gray event down at in Colonial Beach on July 30th. I'm excited. I want to see what's going to kick off down there.
That's good. All right. That's cool.
Yeah, stomp them ears together. That's what I hear is about to be the place to be. And I got big dogs calling me, man. They calling me out the blue. I'm like, yo, I didn't even know these guys still had my phone number. They're like, yo, we looking for so-and-so. We looking for Gordo. We looking for who's going to be at the stomp the ears together. I said, Lord, it's about to go down.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. I hear you. Yeah,
it's
about
to go
down,
bro. I got Rock.
Well,
listen, Bill Bosman, tell me, yo, he said he's coming up here to change everybody's life up this mug. That's what he told me.
The Bill Bosman?
Good. Yeah, they're coming with the, I guess it's called Black Nasty.
Oh, yeah. Yes, he
and he's supposed to run the Corvette. So I'm waiting to see how that's going to play out because when Rock, you know, we raced Rock before, you know, on the big dog level.
Right.
So when Rock gets to talking like that, it makes me think, like, you know, he got a point to prove. So we're going to see. We got Walter Mann and James on here, Silver Hawk.
Oh, yeah? Get with James.
Yeah, they're on. They in there right now.
Yeah. James,
I'm on here. The one you don't want to race.
Oh, the snake.
Well, I'm curious. Why you keep calling me a snake?
Y'all snakes.
I don't understand why you
Silverhawk, no offense, fellas, but as the host of the show, I came here to talk about racing, whether it's old school, old talk or whatever. Snakes and all that, I don't know what that's about, but y'all can get on the back channel and handle that as men, you know, because I know both of you guys, and we're all from the same area.
It's race talk. It's race talk.
Oh, okay. That man right there, his name is Mayhem. So you gotta show him either he deserves the name or he deserves to take the name down. So you, Silverhawk, what you got for him?
Hey, James.
Yes.
What you on, nitrous or motor?
I'll run you with Paul's cars on motor.
No. I'm talking about your car.
Oh, I'm on nitrous. And I'm on motor. Depending on where you, how you want to do it.
Well, my nephew might entertain you tonight if he comes on here, if he finishes off work.
Who's your nephew?
So, I'll let you know in a little while. He going to hit me up and say he off.
He on nitrous or motor?
He on nitrous.
Okay. When your nephew get off, hit me up.
All right. I definitely will. Definitely will. You know, it will
Silver
happen.
Ball, you gonna be down at the Stomp Your Ears together with Mike Brown and Custom T's, Larry T at the Custom T track?
Come I got a race.
July 30th. Who you racing, babe?
Yeah, I got a race. I'm racing Ray.
Well, talk to me, homie. Talk to me. Who you racing?
Ray. You know, Mike Brown Camp. Ray.
Oh, the Malibu.
Barry.
The Malibu.
Yeah, the Malibu.
How y'all racing?
He get the back tire.
He get the back tire. Oh, okay. What he got? Big block on motor, right?
Nah, small block. Two small blocks.
Oh, he got
motor.
Small block. Okay. Two small blocks on motor. He gets the back tire from your car.
Right.
Oh, man. Okay. All right. Well, good luck with that. I just want to see a safe race, but may the best man win. Whoever got their game together that day, that race, they get that bag.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Hold on. I got a 973. 2558, your mic is hot. Who are you?
Killer, what's up? I just came in and show you some love. I can't stay, but I didn't know you was doing the show. But, you know, boss man, I got to come show you some port. So when you ready, we
go. Oh, okay. That's my boss right there. Look, that's Mark Jackson. What's
yeah,
up,
you know,
son? You see, I'm trying to keep it together.
Hey, listen.
I got the heavy hitters on here, Mark.
My man gave me permission. My man gave me permission. He said Silverhawk got the back tie.
Oh, yeah, all day long.
Silverhawk got the back tire?
Yeah, from Paul's car.
From who? From what?
Paul's Mustang.
Silverhawk, did you
hear
that?
Let me ask you a question, Jay. Yeah, I hear you. Y'all had that car for 2 years, right?
And it ain't been nowhere. Nobody even
seen it. Oh, right. Right. It ain't been nowhere. Y'all had it for 2 years. Wasn't there other people out there before me?
You know, it was some I can't hardly say it, but since he on the phone, Mark put a made us slow down for a minute.
Made y'all slow down for 2 years?
Hey man, listen, it is what it is.
Yeah, but why do you want to run me? This is the thing I want to know. You know, because y'all had the car for 2 years.
Because you ain't ran nobody.
Oh.
You asked me a question. You want me to answer?
Yeah, but I was still talking.
You ain't ran nobody, and we ain't ran nobody. And we both got Mustangs, small blocks, on motor.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds pretty good.
Well, Silverhawk, this is Crunch talking. I think they want to run you because they figure they want to stick their toes in some water, and you got the easy pine with a few ducks in it.
I don't see nothing easy about that car. There's no reason to be saying it's easy. We don't know nothing about that car.
I'm just saying. He's asking because he wants to know why y'all want to run him, as if y'all could have ran other people.
Why not?
So then the obvious would be you guys want to run him because you feel you can handle him. It doesn't make sense to go out there first race ever and jump on the big dogs or somebody that might clip your tail. So let's be real. Silverhawk, they think they can cut your ass. So surprise them or pay them the money, however it goes.
Well, the back tire ain't nothing.
Well,
really?
Oh, the back. Oh, okay. We talking about the 8 mile race, right?
Yeah. Yeah, we talking about
back tie is a little something in the 8th mile, but it ain't nothing in the quarter mile. But it's nothing in the 8th mile. But Silverhawk, you feel you need more, or you feel that's enough?
Well,
there's no reason to spot him. Listen, it ain't no reason to spot him.
Hey, Killer, let me ask you this on the outside looking in. Let me ask you this. Ask them how both cars sit, and you determine what's fair.
Young thing. Young thing, back up. All right? Back up.
So, Crunch, we was on the
go
phone.
Go ahead, Jay.
And the man said we was asking him for a spot. The man said, I'll run your heads up. And I came back and said, we'll run your heads up. Now what? The man said,
because
he started calling me a snake, and I don't understand, you know, why he's doing that, but, hey, it is his business.
Ask your other partner that's here talking with you.
That ain't my partner.
They're talking up for you.
Hold up.
Man,
y'all
talk on the phone every day, so don't even give me all of that, all right?
I don't talk to that man every day.
Yeah, okay, all right, whatever. You know, if you want
all
me,
I wanna
give
know
me the back tie. If you want me, give me the back tie and the brake.
Why would I do that?
Well, that's what I want.
Why would I do that?
So why would you want me to give you the 1-1?
Listen, and you
why would
you
I do that?
So
No. Why would you ask for
because
the 1-1? Yeah.
You want to know why I asked for it? I asked you a question. You wouldn't answer. That's why I asked for the 1-1.
What was the question?
Do you have a straight head on there? Or do you have something other than a straight head on there? Remember that?
Yeah, and I gave
you
an answer.
And you wouldn't answer it, right? You didn't answer,
I did answer answer the question. I did answer the question.
Okay.
But that ain't the answer you want to hear.
Tell me the answer. Tell me the answer.
I told you, I don't know if it's an inline straight head or a crooked head or a side head. That's what I said.
Okay. That's why I said
I don't know the difference.
That's why I said I wanted a 1-1.
Why would you want 1-1? Why would you want 1-1 if both cars didn't
alike? You understand what I'm saying, right? You understand what I said to him, right? When I said, if you have a straight head on it, he wouldn't answer. As you can hear, he wouldn't answer. That's why I asked the 1-1.
I did answer. Because I told you I don't know what a straight head or a side head. That's what I told you.
Okay. Well, I ain't asking you no more. Now I'll run your head up.
And give me the bad time to pray.
Nah.
Why not?
Why?
Yeah, why not?
Why?
Why not? Because I asked for it. Just like you asked for the one-on-one.
I don't think you need it.
Why do you think I don't need it?
Because we both sit alike.
Huh? Nah. Why do you think I don't need it?
You ask me questions, I'm answering them, and you still don't understand. Because
I understand. I understand. That's why I call y'all snakes.
Well.
Oh man!
You don't want to race the car because you're calling us snakes. We got a straight head in our car.
Mm-hmm. That's what you're telling me now.
Oh, we can prove it too.
No, that's what you're telling me now. But you never said what you had in your car that day. Listen.
It's a straight head in the car. Now what do you want to do?
But you want to know. You want to know what I have? You already know what I got.
No, I don't.
Yeah,
you still ain't answered the question.
Yeah.
See how it was so simple for me to say I had a straight head in there? You couldn't do that. That's why I asked for the 1-1.
Don't understand. If I'm telling you I swear to God on my kids, my whole family, whatever, I don't know what the hell I got.
Okay.
What part you don't understand? Now, if I call a mechanic,
we gonna
and
gamble.
Ask him,
we gonna gamble and run your head up. We didn't gotta call all of that. All of that
862-3221. Your mic is hot.
Silverhawk, all that rest of that stuff you're talking to. What's going on, fellas? Do you want to run head up? Do you want to run?
What's going on? Who's that? 3221. Who's that?
That's Tori. What's going on?
Oh, what's up, Tori? How are you?
I can't complain, bro. How are you?
Tori, I got some heavy hitters on here tonight.
We ain't heavy hitters. Stop saying that, Crunch. We ain't ran nobody.
Tori, I got some heavy hitters on the phone. We're going to be at Stomp Them Ears Together July 30th, Colonial Beach. It's going down, down, down.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
I'm hearing that's the place to be. James said he's waiting on Fred Wheatley to tell him about something. Mayhem is on the phone. We got Walter Mann on there. Silver Hawk. We got Mark Jackson. That's my boss. I'm the crew chief for that hot rod he got. And these guys, they're talking about racing on this Tuesday night. Now, I came on here last minute. Joe called me and told
I'm talking about racing. That man is just ducking.
Yeah. Well, Silverhawk,
he
knows how to race. He's been around the game long enough.
You ain't ducking.
I don't duck. I don't duck no one.
All right, well, let's get busy then.
If you're going to be down there on the 30th.
Do I need to be down there on the 30th?
I'm asking you a question.
I'm asking you one. Do I need to be there?
Oh, my God. Hey, Quan.
Yeah, I'm listening.
Tori.
Yes, sir.
Now, that man Paul had his car for 2 years, right?
Yeah, so I've heard.
Listen,
yep.
I ain't trying to put the man business out there, but
I'm
the man
not
had
talking.
Health
I'm
issues.
Not talking to you,
listen,
Jay.
The man
I'm
had,
asking.
If, since you want to, since you want to know, why you ain't getting up with
I'm talking to Tory. I'm talking to Tory. I'm talking to Tory.
Now you know.
I'm talking
now
to Tory. I'm talking to Tory. I'm talking to Tory. I already know he had health issues. All
right. I
already know
so
that.
What are you asking?
Okay, hold. I'm talking to Tory. I'm not talking to you right now. I'll get back to you in a minute.
Yes, sir.
Man had a car for 2 years, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right? I just had
right.
my car out here a couple months. I had my car out here a couple months, right?
Right.
All right. Was there other
that
cars
we know of. That we know of?
Before me?
Yeah.
Before me with some heavy hitters?
Yeah. I mean, yeah, some cars out there. There's definitely cars out there
right.
that were looking for some work.
Okay, so what's the reason if they want to run me now, cars out here, brand new cars that haven't been tested yet.
Silverhawk, I just told you why they think they got a easy walk in the park with you.
Listen, Crunch. The only reason that car ain't been out in 2 years is because the man had health issues.
Right, I understand that, but I'm
saying
but
you said
he
had
Silverhawk said he know. So he answered
yeah,
his own question. He answered
right, so
his own question.
Right, but it's really irrelevant why they hadn't raced anybody. If they announced that the car is ready and they want to come at you, either you're going to split their wig or they're going to get some money. So Silverhawk is
yeah,
really
but
not
the car
even important.
Ready.
But it's not even important
the
why they didn't
ready,
run nobody
bro.
Else. What's more important is why do they, if they ain't run nobody and it was ready, why do they think they can run you? That's what you need to clarify. And if they think you a sitting duck in the middle of the pond, you're supposed to show them that you can splash enough to get that bag. Point blank. That's it. It don't even matter why they don't run nobody else. It won't matter. James, the way James talk, like, you know, they want action. So, Silverhawk, if you want action,
yeah,
it
but
is.
The thing I can't understand why he don't want action with his own car.
Damn, well, you talking about the Mayhem car?
I'll give you that back time to break.
No, you give me everything in racing. You shoot that shit. You give me everything in racing. Too much. You got nitrous. I ain't got nothing. I'm going
to
come on most. You give me everything in racing.
I don't
want to
clear
to the
you.
Edge,
I don't want
to
clear you.
I'll go to your ass. Why not? You got nitrous.
I don't want to clear
you.
And we could do that on the 30th.
I don't want to clear you.
Damn.
But a nice car against a motor car, and you can't give them everything in drag racing? Huh?
You going? I'm trying to be quiet as the host and be neutral, but if he says he's going to give it to you, Silverhawk, you going straight forward and you're going to lock in and be ready for that day?
Yes, sir.
I just wanted to throw that part out there just so it'd be known.
he ain't get it. Just because he won it don't mean he gonna get it.
Right. I know that too.
Yeah.
I was just preparing Silverhawk in case, because I know you, James. I know you, bro. I told you we got history. I know you. You might fuck around and be like, you know what? Lock in. And then
no, that ain't gonna
that
happen.
Would turn
that ain't
this
gonna
show,
happen.
Right. But that would turn this show into here we go. I'm just
yeah,
trying to throw that
yeah,
in there as
yeah.
a host. I'm supposed to be neutral in all this. You know what I'm saying? I just
yeah,
wanted to know if the man.
It's not going to turn into that kind of show. He ain't getting
right.
that.
Right.
Right. I got a race with Jason
okay.
coming up on Motor, and that's heads up.
When is that, James?
That's going to be in October, though.
Oh, wait,
okay.
October.
Motor to Motor?
Mm-hmm.
Your car's sitting on juice right now, right?
Right, it's in no nitrous right now.
Okay. She just got interested, I'm telling you. Good Lord. As the host of the Long Island Joe radio show, and I'm neutral in all of this, I'm just listening to Grudge Racers do what Grudge Racers for Cash is all about. But something in me, in my gut, is telling me I think these two might lock ass in the future. That's just my gut talking.
I doubt it.
I hope y'all.
He's shaky.
The only thing stopping this race so far is the
Jay,
clear.
Hold on, Crook.
He's shaky.
Go ahead.
Jay.
Go ahead.
Ain't nothing shaky about me, Jay. Nothing.
Crunch. He's shaky.
Yes, sir. I'm listening.
You hear him shaking. He's shaky.
This man would campaign another person's car, but won't campaign his own car.
I drive that car.
No, we talking about your car.
I'm campaigning another man's car that I drive.
You drive it now? You drive the car now?
Listen. I drive the car.
Answer the question. Okay, you drive the car. Well, I'm talking about your car. The one you drive, your car.
All right, listen. Okay, well, I tell you what. You want everything in drag racing? You get in your car and drive. Uh-oh, now all of a sudden you don't drive. But you're trying to do everything. I'm campaigning a car that I drive.
First of all, I don't have enough hand, all right? I got no feeling in my left hand, okay? And you know that.
You don't need that left hand. You probably got an auto shifter in there anyway. You don't need to have no feeling in that hand.
201-9355.
Now the man going to try to tell me about my hair, what I should have. Since you said that, you put Paul in the car there.
Paul can't drive.
Come on, y'all.
Why Paul can't drive?
Wait, Crunch. Fair is fair.
Right. But now
that he got
his car.
Put Paul in the car.
Crunch, I mean, I got you. How you doing, folks? Man, why you?
What's up?
Silverhawk. You know what? Y'all ask too many motherfucking questions.
Clear.
And you know what? If that's what you went to, that's what you went to. But I don't know why y'all ask so many questions. If you're going to race a car, man, race a car. If you ain't going to race a car, what's up with all those questions?
Cliff,
he didn't ask no questions. He just asked what the man driving the car.
No, he did.
And he asked about his car.
Is he driving the car? Why is he campaigning the car? Yada, yada.
Hey, Cliff, but this ain't your... Do I stop your race? Huh?
Listen, this is a talk show, and I'm talking. Now, unless this is not a
Regardless of talk show, Cliff, you ain't going to do nothing, Cliff. So why are you talking to me?
Hey, Cliff, wait. Hold on, James. I'm going to put you on the back burner for a second. Cliff, what you going to give Silverhawk?
Nothing. Not
you a
damn
right
thing.
Now.
Nothing. 347-3068.
Nothing at all.
What's up, Grudge, folks? This show is starting to turn into comedy, man. This shit is being stupid. Y'all need to listen to yourself.
For real, bro. You right, Money Mike. They do.
Mike, what's up?
The man said he give you the back tire on motor. He told him put the juice on and give him everything. It just don't make sense.
No.
We talk about two different cars.
I heard all that, Jane. And then you told him you're running with your car motor to motor.
Then he asked for everything in drag racing from juice to juice.
This is not going to go nowhere.
But he was telling him to come his best and give him everything in drag racing.
It don't make sense. What nitrous car y'all see in this motor car? Y'all all going to do all the talking. Nobody else need to talk. I ain't seen that nitrous car this year gave any motor car everything in drag racing or last year, and I'll wait. That's what I thought.
I don't know.
Yeah, that's true, but everybody barely want to race each other anyway, so it don't matter.
Tell me when you seen it, Tori.
I've seen somebody take nitrous off their nitrous motor and run somebody, you know, get the spot from them on motor to motor. But I haven't seen that. But I understand that. But what I'm getting at is, if the man wants James to come his best, and he's saying James talking about somebody else's car, talk about his own
James
car.
James said he's coming his best. He give him the back tire or whatever.
That's not enough for the man. That's not enough for the man.
I'll tell you what.
They got two Mustangs, right? Two Mustangs. One got a straight head or whatever they call it, but the other one got undisclosed, and he's still asking for a spot. So that didn't make sense to me neither, but that's just me.
There you go. Okay. There you go. Hello. First of all, first of all, I didn't ask for a spot. He offered.
Yes, you did. You asked for the back tire.
Okay. No, I didn't.
He asked for the back tire and the brake. That's what he said.
I heard that. I didn't want to say that.
Tire.
I was just going to throw that back up later on.
Yeah. I told him he had the back tire. He said, I want the back tire and the brake.
Yeah, I heard all that, James. You know I was going to come back. I got some shit in the inventory.
Silverhawk, your car locked in for the 30th, right? At Custom Cheese, right?
He is shaky.
Cliff, and then you got a G-body, not taking nothing from you because I shook your hand like a man. You won a race the other day. Then the man asked you for what, Cliff, just now? He asked you for a spot, Cliff.
Right, exactly.
First of all, Money Mike, I did not ask Cliff for nothing.
Yes, you did. Keep
hold up. Straight.
Yes,
you did. Tori said that.
In the
Tori said that.
I said, James, hold on. I'll put you on the back burner for a minute. I said, Cliff, how would you run Silverhawk? And he said, I won't. I don't remember no saying that.
No, I never said I won't. See, you wrong
hey,
there.
Hey, are you on the phone? The host, or are you on
that's
the phone?
What said.
I'm here. I'm here. Crunch.
Did you hear me say
what
anything about Cliff getting a spot from Silverhawk? No.
I'm going to be honest with
say
y'all.
Crunch.
I'm going to be honest with y'all. I'm staying out of it because when people are negotiating, you never know what angles they're trying to pull for themselves.
I'm going to keep it to myself because that's
on the side of the negotiator. So I got to be neutral and just wait to see how it works
out. I definitely respect that, Crunch, but we ain't got long on the show. But you also smell bullshit when you hear bullshit, man.
You have to call it. I'll be honest with you.
I was waiting for James to tell him, you know what, lock in when Silverhawk said what he wanted. I thought James was going to say lock in, and then
I
could go down in history.
If I got to lay down in front of that car, he ain't getting that.
Right, but I'm just saying. I thought that's what was going to happen because I know James. But, you know, everybody's got to do what they feel is worth betting.
Oh, yeah, I understand that, but come on, man. They always say start high and actually low. I mean, work your way down, right? But, goddamn, he ain't gave up nothing.
Hey,
he won everything in drag racing. And I hate to say it, we ain't even talking about, huh?
You still can't tell me
what nitrous car that gave everybody everything in drag racing. No, we ain't past that because you came back to it. It's from a nitrous car. So how are you telling me we passed that? Does it make sense to me?
Yes, it makes a lot of sense because the man is asking for a spot. He feels he can win. And because James offered him that spot, he's supposed to just take it automatically because he offered that? That's what negotiating
is. I didn't say that either.
I tell you what. I'll take the nitrous off my car and run your car. Now what?
Run who car?
I want your nitrous on it.
I'll take it off. I want your nitrous on. Now you're going to tell me I got to run nitrous.
Yeah.
All right, I'm out of that.
You
got to
run nitrous.
Okay.
But, James, leave that alone. We ain't getting nowhere,
Somebody else might want to do something else with somebody else, man.
You can tell when people don't want to race.
Yeah,
Hold on. I got two mics, right? I want everybody just to listen. The two mics popped up at the same time. They might have something significant to add to this, so we're going to put them in there. 4080 and 6904, both mics are hot. Who are y'all?
All right, it's Pat Albert, y'all. I didn't even know we was having a show tonight. I apologize.
Hey, Pat Albert, what's going on in, buddy?
How y'all doing today, man? How's everybody going?
What's up, Albert?
What's up, Hero? What's going on, man? What's up, Zeus? Zeus, my man. Didn't even know we had a show. Joe usually text me, but he didn't text me today, so I figured he was busy. But I see Crunch taking over. That's good enough.
Hey, Clint, I'm trying.
Hey, Chris.
What's happening?
Nah, we buddies again today. We back on the same page today.
Okay, that'll work. That's what's up.
So what's going on?
Real talk, it don't take all this mumbo jumbo to get to a race. Either you want to race somebody or you don't. It ain't a matter who's scared or who's not scared. If I think I need a spot, I'm going to ask for it.
And that's how it's supposed to go, Cliff. And you ain't got to have this, and you ain't got to have that. If you think you too much, just say, yo, blahzy, blah, blahzy, blah. If you can't come to that, you ain't got to ask what color the man, girl, underwear is and shit like that. It don't make sense.
Hey, Money Mike. Money Mike.
Yeah, I'm here.
First of all, I told him last week I ain't want to race. All right?
That's why I brought it up, because you were saying that when they cut you off. Okay.
Okay.
So, James, the man threw out the white towel. He threw the white towel out, James. Please leave him alone.
Now, I'm going to say something I shouldn't be saying. Being that Silverhawk did say he didn't want to race, and James, you drive your car and you drive Paul's car, and you done been out before Silverhawk, real talk, you should be giving him whatever the hell he want with either car that you drive. How about that?
Well, since Paul's car has never been out, since he owned it, why would I?
Why would you? Because you are a seasoned man. You talk in two cars. Now act like you know how to get busy with two cars.
Hey, Cliff, can I hold you to that? Cliff, hold on.
You talking real greasy, but you won't run Paul's car neither.
I'm just talking the truth, man. It's not greasy. It's just the truth. Don't confuse the two.
I don't see why. Explain to me, why should I spot him? I'd like to hear your opinion. Why should I spot him?
I thought I just did. I said, since you've been out more than him and before him, and you
wait a minute. If he was driving his car, that would be his true statement. But he ain't driving the car.
Nobody has.
But check this too. But Cliff, check this too. Just because nobody else seen the car out, who to say the car ain't been out? We don't know that.
Exactly. Matter of fact,
Cliff, not only that, but Cliff, before that, right, Cliff? When y'all started seeing me drive them cars for, like, Sheffield boys, Cliff, God may tell the truth. I had over 200 passes. We done refreshing motors and everything when y'all seen me. So out of sight is out of mind, yo. You know how much time when I made my debut that people better laid odds? And your boy Cliff Theodore, Teddy Smith, got twisted in the shit because he's a fucking snake, talking about snake.
Money,
so,
why would you tell us?
I don't know, because I got in my feelings right there when people be talking. I mean, if everybody been doing this shit 20 and 30 years, y'all should know the same shit that I know. Now y'all know, but what y'all didn't know.
A lot of people don't pick up on the hustle game. I wouldn't tell.
Well, they still didn't hear that, Fat Albert, because it went over their head. If they didn't hear it, don't rewind it.
Hey, hold on, Mike. That man just said he had his car out to the track.
Not only that, James, but Fat Albert, look, he just said he didn't ask for a spot, so he didn't even remember. So, you know what I mean? Some things go over people's head, yo.
But back to what I said. If y'all two really wanted to race, y'all wouldn't let the money stop it. y'all will go out there with something reasonable, but it looks like one of y'all want to try to beat the other one over the head with a bankroll, and that's what that's
we
probably
did. Wait a minute, Cliff. First of all, we never discussed a dime. What are you talking about?
All right, well,
I didn't hear nothing either.
So, okay, no problem.
He made a mistake. He made a mistake, y'all. He made a mistake. Don't kill him.
If that's not the case, you know, I can't possibly see what's the problem, because Silverhawk, you got to be there on the 30th to run run red. So get your thing off, man. Get your thing off. Since James drives cars and cars that he drives already, then you know what? One of y'all, I would expect one of y'all to try the other one. I'm trying to look at both of y'all as two motherfuckers that know what they're doing. Because God knows,
wow.
I don't know what I'm doing. Everybody knows that. I don't know what the fuck I'm doing. So I'm trying to
Cliff.
Look at two people that are supposed to know what they're doing.
Hey, Cliff, now, as the host of the show, Fast Mike told me I got to keep everything under control. Cliff, don't ever say you don't know what you're doing. I done seen you on more flyers down south than anybody else. You know what you're doing.
He never said he didn't know. He didn't never say he didn't know how to go 95 south.
You put your stuff in.
All right.
But
listen.
Two brothers,
you use that email,
and you know what? It would be something to see. It would be nice. People would like to see that. It would be nice.
But look, hold up. I know y'all trying to. Can I ask you one question, Silverhawk? Oh, I can't even say that shit. Yes.
Go ahead.
What's your question, Mike?
Are you ever trying to run James Dunn with either car?
Not right now.
All right, let's move on, y'all. Come on, let's go on. Who else in the queue, Crunch? Because this
Did
shit
you
here gave me a headache.
Damn.
Huh?
Crunch, you
got
to your damn
job. I'm in the queue.
That's true, but listen. I got 54 people on the line, 6 hands up. Everybody that's hands up is on live right now. 7 hands.
There you go.
54
there you
callers.
Go.
So it's a lot of people listening right now. I'm telling y'all, I got
yeah.
a lot of phone calls this week from people that I haven't heard from in years. I haven't even been on that level of racing. Y'all know I haven't even been in racing lately, except for my son and helping Mark. So I'm telling y'all right now, July 30th, it's going to be some action down there. So if you want some action, it's going to be some action down there. While I'm talking about action, I want to give a shout-out and props to Gordo for going out there all the way to California, getting hit by a car in the trailer. I mean, this boy put on 2-3 hats, does the lives. I got to give him a shout-out and props to him and Safeway Home. The boy went out there and put his money where his mouth is, so I'm proud of him because he come from the north. So we just want to give him a little shout-out.
That's right,
Clint.
That's
props
right.
To Gordo.
Yeah,
props to Gordo. Yeah,
Hey, Silverhawk, if I come up in there with a Mustang on the 30th, can we have a little fun? We had this discussion a while back. Somebody
know,
move my mic
ahead.
Or something?
Hello?
Yeah, hey, Silverhawk.
Right.
Yeah, we hear you.
Yeah. Give
I
me
said
two
we
minutes.
Had a discussion.
I'm doing so.
Okay. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, give me 2 minutes. Yeah, give me 2 minutes. I try to get my son on the logged in. Give me 2 minutes.
Well, here's the rundown. From this weekend and every weekend for the next 3 weekends, a joker could get in the ring because you know what? Madison Square Garden is going to be open for 3 weeks straight in a row. Starting at
That's
Fred's,
right. Starting Saturday. Starting Saturday.
Starting Saturday. US 13.
No, Friday. Sorry. Starting Friday.
Yes, right. Friday. Exactly. Then you got Custom Tees, you know, with Stomp Your Ears on the 30th. Then you got the After Dark on the 6th. So, really, if anybody thinks they want to get it in, you know, it's prime time and the right time, you know, to get it in. And I would recommend that don't nobody let money stop you from trying to get out there. You know, all these ransom notes. You know what?
Because all you can bet is what you can bet anyway, Chris. So
right,
it doesn't matter. One where one won't, the other will.
You're trying
and
to win
you
the race.
The Cajonas,
sure.
You got the Cajonas Nationals at the on the 27th of August.
Let me ask Tory something.
Then you got James racing in September or October, motor to motor. We got a lot of action coming in the future.
Back to back. Week to back to back.
All right, they was about to ask
Tori hung up
too.
No, I'm here.
Tori,
no.
Tori, I thought you was running a Nikes car heads up before.
Wait a minute, I can't hear. Y'all were talking at the same time. Say that again.
I thought you was running a Nikes car heads up before.
What Nikes car was that?
Wasn't one of the ODB them crew, or was it James or somebody y'all was locked in with? Who was it?
I was locked in with James, and I was giving him a break, and
okay.
He had to keep it.
And that was a motor car giving a spot to a Nitrous car. So I'm trying
okay.
to figure out what was your point about that everything in drag racing. 845-0695.
Why are you still riding me? I thought we was over that.
I'm asking a question, Tori. No, because I'm trying to make sense out of stuff. All right, I'm going to leave it alone, Tori. We'll do that face-to-face.
No, we'll figure that out. And I got a friend. It's not a problem.
What's going on, guys?
845-0695.
Hey, what's
Mike,
going on, guys? How you guys doing?
What's going on,
Ghetto Cowboy? Who are you? You can do it yourself.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Ghetto,
this is the
Ghetto Cowboy.
Yeah, there you go. Ghetto Cowboy. Yeah.
Mike, what's that car, Ghetto? So you saying because one motor car gave a Nike car a spot, you think all of them supposed to do it?
What are you saying?
Who
no.
that talking to me? Who that talking to me? Who that talking to me?
Right out. Right out.
What you say? No, I didn't say that, but I'm just trying to say both of these here is little motors, right? The other one was big blocks to a small block. So, I mean, that's what everybody be crying, big block, small block, big block, small block. So that's what I'm trying to figure out.
But what I'm trying to figure out is
but
because it's
out,
person,
but I don't know if you heard it all.
Hold on, don't let somebody finish a sentence. I'm just trying to figure out why is it because one person did it, the other one's supposed to do it.
I didn't know the other one. I didn't even see the first one get off. That's what I'm trying to figure out, too, Fat Out. You tell me. I'll wait. But you just asked.
Did anyone gave somebody everything in drag races?
Yeah, because the man.
Did A-Ball gave?
A-Ball gave.
A-Ball.
Go ahead.
A-Ball gave somebody everything in drag. A-Ball gave somebody everything
It was a Nitrous car.
No, they both was Nitrous.
It was a Nitrous car.
They both was Nitrous.
Oh,
right.
Okay. That's why I say I'm waiting. See, I'm waiting.
See, but a
new inventory, y'all.
A lot of y'all guys go by with the another guy did. That's what I
don't go
yeah,
by
exactly.
what nobody do
exactly.
shit. Because I took a small block and ran a Nitrous big block.
Okay, first
so
I have to say you. I didn't. I could,
okay.
I didn't
all right,
so
my bad. Just, my
you
bad.
Go by what other guys doing. You got to do what you think you win.
That's
you
true.
Go,
that's true. You 100%
you
right.
Yeah,
but
know,
I try stupid shit.
You ain't doing
the man.
Yeah, we got everyone's
who
a lot of people
else,
that
who else did something stupid on this show right now?
But listen,
I know I just.
I don't want to stop pulling people.
All right, look what you just can't hear everybody
what
talking
what
at the same time.
What makes it stupid, Mike?
Because I don't think nobody else on this phone would have did that.
All right, but it's no one.
Oh, I see what you're saying, Fat Alvin. Don't try to be too. Hey, Fat Alvin, don't ask me no question like that on the show.
What do you mean don't ask you a question like that on the show?
Fat Alvin, you can
damn.
Never read between the line, right?
Okay, okay. 910-610-6970.
You know what's going on, OG? My bad.
Okay, what's going
on,
brother?
What's going on? I just got one. I just want to say something about you gave a shout out to that so-called West Coast hero, whatever you want to call him, Gordo. I wonder
okay.
why this dude is calling my team, questioning my team, threatening my team, talking about this and talking about that. Why he
Bobby,
so worried
you didn't
about
get on his
me?
Live.
What?
You didn't get on his live.
Said, I'm
you
talking to Crunch. Who is this
that?
Talking?
All right, hold on, everybody. Let the man speak. Now you're asking me about Gordo, right?
To talk about that. You mean?
Your phone breaking
yeah,
up. Breaking up.
Yeah, I can't hear you, brother.
You're probably in a bad area.
Yeah. Okay, 910-6970. Your phone's breaking up. I can't hear you, but. I don't think Gordo is on, so I can't really speak for him. I'm just talking about something
Hello?
I saw in the Grudge World, which was a trip across the country, so that's what I had to give props to. So I don't know what he's doing. I'm not here to promote him or do anything, but I know he has an event, 8/27/2022. Everybody's going to be there. So, you know, support the brother. And I hope you're able to come back and say what you're going to say, 6970.
We hear you, Bobby. Go ahead.
You can't answer the question, Frank. I wonder why asking questions
phone breaking up
about
bad.
What I'm doing. Hear me now?
Well, are you saying he's calling you to harass you about racism?
If you want, yeah.
That's what it sounds like, Frank.
Yeah.
Okay, well, in the Grudge Racing for Cash game, everybody wants somebody to be calling them and harassing them for racing. That way you can get some action. I don't understand why that's a problem.
That's a harassment. I'm the wife calling the question, are we ready or not?
Okay,
Bobby,
well, listen, it just...
Man, he's so...
That's OG Bobby?
Yeah, that's Bobby. But listen,
OG Bobby...
He in the bad area. That's
Hey, Bobby, hit it. I can't speak for Gordo. He's not on the line, but I got another hand up. So let me put this up. Bobby, just sit back and relax till you get into a better area. I would love to hear what you're saying. And I hope Gordo is listening so he can come in and say what he's going to say. But I got a 215-6904.
It sounds like you might not be listening. What's up? I'm here. What's going on? 215-6904. I'm right here. Can you hear me?
Yeah, who
is
it?
Zeus.
It's Goose?
What's up?
Who?
What's
Zeus.
Up, Zeus?
Zeus.
What's going on, brother? What you got?
Asking who it is.
This is the host of the show.
Man.
This is Crunch. This is Crunch, the host of the show. I'm filling in for Joe Gray. I really don't know the phone numbers and don't know the people, so just introduce yourself. And if you got some action to add to the Grudge Racing for Cash game, say what you're going to say. Put your dibs in. I pray for you to have a safe race. So what's up?
I appreciate it. How you doing today?
Killing, man.
That's good. Hey, listen, I see my man James Corbin on there. He be talking a lot. What's up, James?
James Cornick, Mayhem.
James Cornick.
Yeah, that's Mayhem.
Now we can get somewhere.
Now we can get somewhere.
Now we can get somewhere.
How you doing? Listen, you gonna be around on the 6th at Fred Wheatley race at MIR?
Maybe.
Here we go.
Okay. So. Buck, we almost ready to go. We're going to try to get that race back that we're supposed to do in North versus South. I wasn't going to come to wait till North versus South, but I'll get ahead and tangle with you on August the 6th.
Hey, ooh. Zeus, I'm still the man. I'm still your man Carlos on the 6th. So you and me going to have to use him, bro.
Say that one more time.
I'm stealing Carlos on the 6th, man. He's going to be my line, man. So he's going to work you and me that day. Is that cool with you?
Who? Oh, my young boy?
Yeah. I'm going to need him that day. Is that cool with you?
Hey, you can have him that day. You can have him that day.
I appreciate that. He already gave me something.
He just gave up somebody. Like, you could take him. Go ahead. It's all good.
Nah,
find somebody else.
Well, listen, as the host of the show, that was a simple call out. So now... We want to hear
what do you want to do? I want to do something on August the 6th. The Buck Week against the car. Head up. What you want to do it for? You know I play them numbers.
I can't come to your numbers. You know.
Yeah, you can. Put it out there.
Get the numbers right. Come on, man.
The last time I came out, the man said, God damn. The man told me he wanted to run it for 20,000. I can't do that.
My minimum is three,
but I will run you for 5.
That's locking for 5 then. Matter of fact, make it 6,500 because I already gave you 5 for that money I lost with that lock-in. So
So put that five
damn it,
on
that
the back.
That sounds nice. Let's have a drink. Crunch, I'm not going to talk to these jokers nice. You know, respect
I hear you,
Cliff,
but right, but right now, let's we almost at a lock in with these guys.
Yeah, let them handle it.
They're
going to
lock in with somebody fold like a potato chip.
Let me get back
to Zeus about it.
I'll get back to you. I'll call you.
Uh-huh.
All right.
Oh,
let me know. Let me know. Small block of peace. Let me know.
Mm-mm-mm. Yeah, it's going to be small blocks of peace, definitely. Nitrous of peace.
Right, I don't give a fuck about no crooked head, straight head, curly head, perm head, none of that shit.
God damn.
Listen,
about to say nappy head.
We're going to introduce a new rock to the program. We got a red rock and a pink rock. So you can either call either rock, red rock or pink rock. Right now, James is called pink rock.
Oh, now what's
pink
rock?
What's the pink rock? What's the pink rock?
Shit, that means what's rainbow, bro. You know, I get back to you. I don't know. That's a pink rock. I don't know.
He said rainbow. Because
you're giving up these rocks and stuff. You got to tell us what it is.
Exactly. So my
pink rock. I just told you, Mike. Pink rock means I don't know.
Okay.
Red,
yeah. Okay.
Red
okay.
rock means I won't go. Pink rock means
okay.
I don't.
Oh. I could bet you $100 we going. You want to bet that?
Will you go today?
Come on, Cliff. Just answer the question. Yes or no?
No.
Okay.
Oh,
all right. So Zeus and James, that's a possibility for
right,
August 6th.
Yeah, that's definitely a possibility.
That's a possibility for August 6th. Head up, Juicy Peace, 8th Mile, two small blocks on gas.
Well, they didn't say all of that, Crunch. They just said it's a possibility. One might say rocket ship. One might say rocking chair.
Well, both of them did say what I said.
That's a race gonna happen though, Cliff. Both of them want each other. That's gonna happen. Them two guys want to race. They just gotta get the dick together.
That's why I'm jumping.
All we got to do, Cliff, is keep on living. They gonna get that off.
I believe that.
I believe that.
And there's a whole lot of other races that's gonna get off.
Well, I can't speak for that. I can speak for what I do believe in.
Right.
Listen, I believe what you believe.
Okay. Well, see that was a good way to negotiate. I like that. And whoever Zeus is, I can tell he wants action. He ain't looking for fame. He looking for that bag. So that's the way to go about
right.
it. Everybody want to have a win under their belt so they can stand in front of the camera and talk shit. But it's a long road to get to that win. And winning ain't as easy as people think it is. So I'm glad to see that. And I hope that race kicks off. You know, I know James personally. I don't know the other guy, but guess what? If they're going to get it on, they're going to bet, put their money where their mouth are, go out there, don't try to win the deposit, try to win the bag. Got to respect the game. So, Zeus, make sure you come back and get with him when he hits you. Make sure y'all make that race happen, man, because we don't want to waste time tonight.
He got my numbers. He can hit me up. It ain't that deep. Just hit me up. Let me know. We lock that bread in. Keep it Uncle Roy or Fred Wheat, the only people that hold my DPs. So
Got you. It. Good Lord. That's what I'm talking about. My man.
Hey, Crunch.
Good Lord.
Straight gangster.
Crunch, I'm going to say Bobby had a chance this morning to talk with Gordo on that live face-to-face via, you know, Facebook. He had a chance.
Hey, Cliff.
Why are you doing that, Cliff? Come on.
Hey, Cliff. First of all, hold now. Roll that window up.
You could have came
Cliff,
on there,
first,
but you all didn't. Y'all sent the girl on there.
Why should I entertain a clown?
Did y'all say he sent a girl?
Yeah, that's crazy.
They sent a girl to answer the call, man. and she answered it.
Oh, shit.
Listen, fellas, as the host of the show, fellas, listen. Gordo is not on the phone to have this discussion. I found it in bad taste if we have this kind of conversation. We all men amongst men on this phone. We on this live. We chilling right here. I don't know what Bobby was getting at, but we're not going to entertain all of that. And the man, no matter what we talk about, Gordo is not here to defend itself. So it's like an argument
that's
we're
right,
not even going to have fun
right,
having.
That's
so
right,
let's let that go. The man Zeus came in here, put his car on the line. James said he's going to get back to him. If I know James the way that James I know, when he gets back to him, they're going to lock in, and we're going to get to see some action. I'm just praying for it, and all I want to see is a safe race because I don't know anything about either car. Oh, wait a minute. I do. I saw James the color of the car, and it's one of those colors in the crayon box that we never really use. But he made it look good on a Malibu. Goddamn.
Did you see the live this morning?
Hello?
Cliff, nah, I didn't see it.
Let's
let that go. Out of respect, fellas. Respect. We big on respect around here. We big on respect. We all men amongst men.
And it won't be the last live Gordo do, Cliff. So come on.
Hello?
I brought the man up because I saw what he did. He went out to Cali. They drove. He had an accident. Man almost tore his fucking trail up. So I had to give him his props for looking for action. That's the only reason why I brought his name up.
Hello?
Oh, man, y'all crazy.
Bobby, yeah, who's saying hello?
I'm fucking with you, Bobby.
Bobby,
somebody
say
hello. What do you want to do, man? Cliff, what you want to do? You ready?
Man, I will be at MRI. Help yourself.
Okay.
I will be at MRI on the 6th. Help your motherfucking
the
self.
The 30th. I'm not going to be available on the 6th. What about the 30th?
Okay. I will not have a cardio on the 30th or next week.
Oh,
the
here
six,
you go.
The 6th, all of y'all can help.
I'm not going to be around the 6th, so that's out. What do you want to do the 30th?
Done deal.
You can get this asshole, but it's like Gordon about to get his.
When are y'all racing, Bobby? You and Gordo?
I'm running my Cutlass against that brown wagon.
When? When is the
Tom
race?
Tom is driving. The 30th.
The 30th.
At SMT State and Mike Brown thing.
At the Stop the Ears together.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, well, good luck. Safe race to both. And, Bobby, I finally get to see you do your thing, my man.
Well, you saw him do the thing the first time with Cliff. Were you up him last time, 2 years ago?
Man, you ain't did nothing after that but make payroll for all the races.
You do a repeat.
You ain't did a goddamn thing after that but make payroll for everybody.
You
want to do a repeat performance,
Cliff?
Man.
You
want
to do a repeat performance?
I told you, August 6th, you can come get it.
I just told
what about August 27th in your own backyard?
No, sir.
Mm.
You know, make sure.
That's good, James.
August 6th is the last time Elbow coming out. If you notice, you ain't seen me lock in nothing. August 6th, that's it for Elbow.
I'm trying to give you a nice special.
You ain't got to give me nothing. You better give yourself
I'm
something.
I'm trying to give you a special.
Nothing.
I'm trying to give you a special. The same time I give you a special.
Listen, Bobby, stop patting yourself on the back. Be
ain't,
nice
ain't
to yourself,
nothing.
Man.
I'm trying to give you a special, Cliff.
No, you don't got to try to give me nothing. You sound like your man telling the other man he
no,
must.
No. I got
That's
my car, buddy.
Sound.
I got my car, and I got my money. You can get the fucking brake.
Oh, shit. Oh,
Here
damn. He reversed that on you.
Mm.
Give him the break. Now he's going to give you the break.
Shit. You know what? He ain't said nothing tough.
Or not,
I got a small block giving me everything. I got a small block giving me drag racing on the 6th.
If this girl
want to really act tough, say that. Say that, then I beat him, motherfucker. Say that.
You got the break with every one of the cars you got in your yard. You got the break with any one of the cars you got in the yard.
You heard what I just said. I got a small block giving me everything in drag racing, and your ass.
You got the break.
You got? Man, grow the fuck up.
No, you grow the fuck up. I just gave you the break.
That ain't nothing. Wow. Listen, the break ain't nothing. I got a man with a pickup giving me everything. It's bag racing. Why would I take your little gay ass shit?
The break and the clear. Now.
God damn.
The break and the clear.
You getting close, Susie.
The break and the clear.
You getting close, Susie.
I'm going to give you the break and the clear, Cliff.
You getting close, Susie.
You can shoot that shit. I'm going to give you the break and the clear, and you can shoot that shit.
If you got a small block, I'll run you.
Hold on.
I don't need nothing. If you come with a small block, I don't give a damn what kind
it is. You already know what I got.
Can I ask you one question, Cliff? Hey, Cliff.
You can ask me two questions, Mike.
Okay. When you ran Bobby before, what did he have?
He had what he had. I don't get it to Sam Park. If y'all know me,
I
don't get it.
So why are you asking him something different now? You know he don't.
I know I turned his ass loose.
Okay, but you know what he had last time. You think he don't have that? Come on, man. That don't make sense.
Okay,
Mike. Can I say something real quick? I ain't gonna cut you off.
Yeah.
Hello.
Hold on. Who's hollering hello?
Hey, OG Bobby. I take the break and clear. Shit.
Who is this I'm talking?
You giving out gifts. I'll take it.
No, I'm not giving out
gifts. He's not giving out gifts. He's just giving out bullshit promises.
I tell you what,
Bobby, we could do the same race. I bring that motherfucker in on the 30th. Get in your car. You still got the brake. I'm on nitrous. You on motor. Let's go.
Can we lock that in right now?
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Damn. We the last.
Fat Albert, you on the phone?
Yeah, I'm on the phone.
Fat Albert, still on the phone?
Now,
yeah, I'm on
here. What number?
He ain't into all that back and forth. That's what it is. He's quiet because he ain't into that back and forth.
How much we racing for, Bobby? How much you racing?
No, I'm on the phone.
Say what?
How much you
racing?
How much?
How much
you
racing?
How much?
5,000 I have no other choice but to keep quiet because I can't. I'm not going to do the numbers. I don't have the numbers.
Hold up, Bobby. How much would you race for, Cliff?
How much
would you race Bobby for? Yeah,
I would race him $1,000 all in.
Lock it in, Bobby. How much you say?
$1,000.
Lock him in.
All in.
Lock the whole thousand in.
Damn.
Uh-oh. He just said that.
I can't
hear you. Bad Albert, call it a lock, Bobby.
I'm here.
Bad Albert on the phone? Yeah, it's a lock, Bad Albert.
So, wait a minute. So Cliff is spraying Bobby on motor. Bobby gets the brakes. Cliff, is it a lock?
No.
Hmm?
What's the skills? I thought you said Bobby had to brake.
Bobby has to drive.
Bobby drives.
Okay, listen. Okay, let me start over. All right. Elbow versus OG Bobby. Cliff versus Bobby. Bobby drives. Cliff drives. Bobby on motor. Cliff gets the spray. Bobby gets the head up brake. Cliff is in lock for a whole thousand. For 1,000, lock the whole party in.
For this Saturday, yes, it's locked.
For July the
30th. What?
July the 30th.
Wow.
For July 30th.
I thought y'all were talking about July 30th.
Hold, can y'all be quiet? Let me do this, okay?
Go ahead.
I'm going to always say the date. All right, so Bobby on motor. Bobby has to drive. Cliff on spray. Bobby gets the head-up brake. For $1,000, July 30th at Custom Team. Do y'all have a time y'all want to do this?
After Gordo's race.
Fat Albert. I said Saturday.
After Gordo
Blaze. Cliff, can you give me a time?
Blaze say this Saturday, Fat Albert. This is a wrap, Fat Albert.
It's
wasting
Saturday.
Time.
It's
oh,
Saturday.
This Saturday.
Yeah,
he's talking about this Saturday.
That's old. Yeah, that's old.
No. Word is born to a lie. Bet you all to see me this Saturday. Now what?
They never said this Saturday, Cliff. But you know what? I did hear you say that. I did hear you say that, come to think of it. But they didn't hear it. And, yeah, he did say it. He did say it. But we got beyond that. Yeah, Cliff did throw that slick shit in. Yes, he did.
Okay, well, I'm out of it.
Wait a minute.
No, Cliff,
where
you
going to do the race at?
They didn't hear it.
Where you going to do? Wait a minute, hold up. Where you going to do the race at this Saturday, if it's this Saturday?
U.S. 13. U.S. 13.
U.S. 13.
Well, we going to get that money.
Yeah,
we ain't
Bob,
doing
I'm
that. We ain't doing that.
Come on, get this money, Bobby.
I'm not
we ain't doing this. We ain't doing that.
He just said the 30th is good, we locked it in. Now what happened now?
Right. That's what he said, the 30th.
But Cliff never locked it. He never said lock. Come on, y'all. He never
said
lock.
It's not a lock. It's not a lock.
Right. He never said lock, but he did say the 30th.
I heard the 30th, too, so it's not locked. It's not locked.
Yeah. He said the 30th, so let the bullshit go.
Because you said if you come down on the 30th, you'll bring the car. That's what you said, Cliff. You said if you lock that in, I'll bring the car.
Thank you.
Right.
Thank you.
Right.
Oh, man. My memory sometimes. I don't remember.
Ain't that a shit?
I'm old.
Man got issues, man. Man got issues.
So now that's over with? We about to move on to something else?
Everything is always over with for now. That's just like James and Zeus. They talk, and you know what? They'll get back to it. I get back to them boys. I know where they at.
Good man. So
well,
I'm just trying to let everybody do what they do, because everybody has a different way of making races happen, and sometimes races do happen when you don't hear the lock in. Because information is being passed. Whether you're good at picking and choosing what information you're looking for, that's one thing. That's why I'm quiet. I don't give my opinion too much, because I know when I negotiate, I know how to race. And usually when I lock somebody in, that's where the race is won or lost. In tic-tac-toe, the first move is irrelevant. No matter who moves first and where they move first is irrelevant. In tic-tac-toe, the second move determines if somebody's going to lose or win. I don't know if y'all ever knew that, but I just taught you a little something. In this negotiating right here in these games.
I won't believe that until I experience that. I don't fuck with tic-tac-toe or tic-tac-toe.
I'm just saying. I gave an example.
So
I gave an example.
Of course, we can play $20 a game with that, right? Me and you?
Yeah, and if it's a tie, you lose. I'll do that all day.
I ain't going for that shit. You crazy as hell.
Mike, this is what I'll tell you. You will never in your life beat me in tic-tac-toe, but that doesn't mean I can beat you in tic-tac-toe. You understand that?
You on the same
page. I got it.
Once you said the second move tells everything, I already knew you knew
what
you were talking about.
What are you two going to be at the track, Crunch? You and Money Mike. Because now I need to see.
We already have an understanding, Cliff. We already have an understanding, so we're not even going to show that type of shit.
Crunch, we always say
yes,
certain things go over some people's head. And, see, I can't bet Cliff because Cliff going to call me and say, no bet.
I will do that shit in a minute. I will cancel the bet. Fuck what you heard.
Yeah, that's what's up, though. Well, listen. Mm-hmm. We here Tuesday night. Joe gave me a chance to come up in here and open the show, make sure that the show took place. We got heavy hitters on here, even when they claim they're not heavy hitters. We got Bugs on here. We got Fred Wheatley. We got the whole party here. Zeus came in acting smooth. I don't even know who that is, but good Lord, the way the man talked, man, that brings back some good old memories. Good Lord. Whew. So now, listen, I'm going to be honest with y'all. Man amongst men and man to many men, life is different. Family is important. Racing has always been there. It's a hobby. It's not a job. I've done really well in racing. I've really done really well in life. I'm happy with life. I live every day. Once the good man wakes me up, the creator, once he wakes me up, the rest is cake. I'm going to tell y'all right now, health is wealth. Go get your health checked out. Be happy. Come to these races knowing your blood pressure is good, your sugar is good, everything. So just I'm putting that out there in the atmosphere and kick off some racing. I don't see we got, listen, I got 54 callers on the line according to this number, but only 6 or 7 hands up. So people are listening. People are taking in information. While we're negotiating, they're learning something. Action happens from stuff like this. Even if you don't get a lock-in, information is being spewed. So I hope y'all picking up on what I'm picking up on. And I'm praying that,
Bobby,
you know.
Bobby, next time you bet on my car and I find out you bet on my car, I'm going to lose that motherfucking race on purpose. So you better watch the fuck out.
That's not good.
I don't know what to say to that, Cliff, because I would never say no shit like that.
Yeah, exactly. I would have kept out of P. You know, what is that? Personal message, whatever y'all do with Facebook and shit. I would have talked to him on the back line. I'm going to set that shit on this.
See, Tori,
what did you just say? Tori, listen.
Yeah, I said it to you. I said, next time you tell us you're going to bet on my car again, I'm going to lose that motherfucking race on purpose. I ain't fucking with you.
Wait, but that got to make the man do bet his own $1,000.
If he ever bet on my car and I find out he's betting with me, I'm going to lose that race on purpose.
Instead of belittling you out there in the track, I said, let me help this fool and get his stuff together. I did.
What do you mean help me? What the fuck wrong with you? What's wrong with you?
Are you out your fucking mind?
You can't help your left toe, man. You can't help your left and your right toe.
Instead of making you look at the jackass on the line, let me help you out. Don't nobody need your help. You can't even help yourself. You just mad because you can't get this ass no more. I best believe you. I give you a chance to try to get a crack at this ass. And Cliff, you will never ever see the front of that cutlass. Never.
Man, this man stood right in my face and said, "I'm a bet with you." Man, get the hell out of here. And you gave us 500, and you won 200 back.
You
fucking
can't
around
win.
You ungrateful motherfucker.
You can't win, Cliff.
Get out of here, man. Jump off your truck, I'm trying to help your ass.
Look what happened. You won.
How you gonna help me? How you gonna help me? Me and my boys and my man came out strong like we always do.
They were laughing at you. They were laughing at you, Cliff.
Wasn't nobody laughing at me. In case you don't know, I was whipping ass that day in a unique style.
You won one race out of 30 years.
I was whipping ass in a way you'll never win. I didn't just win.
Out of 30 years, you won one race.
I didn't just win.
Oh,
I won
one.
I tell you what.
When you
tell me what.
You grow up in a full-grown man car, you come see me.
Man, you don't even believe that.
When you grow up and get a grown man car, you can't even see yourself.
Personally speaking, I don't give a fuck who wins. You or Gordon.
You got to break for life.
Personally speaking, I don't
really care. You got to break for life. Come on, man.
I was told that a lot by people. You got to break for life. Break for life.
Ain't nothing wrong with my car, son. What's wrong with you?
Money Mike, what's your car look like? Tell me that two-tone color Monte Carlo.
I don't have a car.
You just said, can you get the special?
Who? What are you talking about? That was Zeus. Now I bet you won't do that. Now you owe that man an apology.
I
don't have a car, but I can get in multiple cars. Man, if this man can't hear right, he can't see right. That's why he knows what the fuck he's talking about.
And you can't walk right. That's why you're in the position where
you're in. You ain't won a race in 2 years, man. What's wrong with you?
What you mean? I ain't race nobody. I don't number seven.
Exactly.
The reason
you
why just,
you paid
nobody.
Everybody off.
I'm
exactly. That's my point. That's my
I'm
point.
You 10,000
reasons
why I race somebody 2 years. I'm going to show you 10,000 reasons why I race somebody 2 years. Now, you get to
it
that.
It ain't going
to
benefit me, though. It's not going to benefit me, though, Bobby.
I'm
going to
show you 10,000 reasons.
Hey,
you can
hey,
show me 50,000 reasons. It's not going to benefit
me. Hey, Bobby.
What?
Bobby. Bobby.
What? What?
Kill that shit, bro. Just kill it. Just kill it. That's the way
to do it.
Bobby, let it go. Let it go.
He don't like the truth.
He don't
like the truth.
Let him talk. Let him talk, Bobby. Don't worry about it.
He don't like the truth.
Let him talk.
Don't call. Don't ask nobody about my car. You ask me.
I don't need to know about your car. The hell with your car. How
don't
about
ask no girl about the car, my car. You want to know something, you ask me. She don't know nothing
about
the car.
Who are you talking
about?
Ain't nobody
asked. She don't know nothing about my car. So don't ask me about your car.
Are y'all done? Are y'all done? All right. Hey, Crunch, Crunch, open up the mic, baby. Open up the mic, man. I know other people want to talk.
Man, we
don't
get a lock. We don't get a lock in the day.
Damn that. That they arguing like that. Let that go. No, it's going to get personal, and then it's going to be out of hand.
No,
I ain't
going to
get personal.
It's not going to get personal. What he talking about?
Can't win, that's all.
Hey, go ahead, Crunch. Go ahead. Open up the line, Crunch.
Nobody know what he's talking about.
Actually, I have all of the hands up that's going to be for tonight. It's, I got 54 callers in the queue. Everybody else is listening. Seven people talking. So I got to keep it there. I can't make people talk. You know what I mean? I think a lot is going on right now. I think a lot is going on right now where people are doing their research. So I'm just here to promote the show.
That's why people got to be mindful of what they say when they start talking about their cars or talking about other people's cars, because you're right. There are people listening, and they taking notes. You're absolutely right.
I'm just trying to be a good host, be neutral and impartial and fair and all that type of stuff. Heavy hitters on the line, I'm telling y'all. It's a lot of action about to go down, and the information is caught in between conversations. So, with that being said, say again?
What did he say? What did he say?
A shaky motherfucker on the phone. That's what I said.
Oh, now you say the shaky thing. James is calling Silver shaky. Now you saying Cliff shaky. I kill. Yeah. It's shaky night. We call it shaky night.
Yo, I'm going to tell y'all. Y'all going to wind up being in court because James got copyrights on that word.
On what word?
Can't say it because he's not going to sue me.
Well, I hope that word ain't come from James. That word is shaky, man. I heard that.
I already told you something. That's up to you. Like I said, it always goes over people's head.
Yeah, I understand what you're saying, Money Mike. I understand what you're saying. I got that. Other shit that went over my head, but that didn't. I got it. Yeah, so how's the weather, y'all? What's going on? Shit, everybody
just
get quiet. Like, damn.
I mentioned the game.
Mark, you and Barry dancing?
Say what?
Barry's on
Barry
dance.
Dancing.
I don't know about him. Barry gonna dance.
Yeah.
I don't know about him.
Could we better lunch? I like the Malibu. Friendly dinner. Yeah.
That's a bet.
Hold on. I gotta put a limit on your big ass.
Huh?
I gotta put a limit on your lunch. I can't.
No. That's a bet.
What's our limit?
I eat seafood, so my limit on seafood is 150.
Damn.
Oh, that's what we bet. All right, well, we ain't going to bet no lunch. I'm going to come see you at the track.
Okay, bro.
All right.
Well, what does breakfast cost you, Silverhawk?
What breakfast cost me the other day? $42? What breakfast cost me the other day? $42. $42.
I bet you that.
You bet me what?
What you just said,
$42. Who that talking?
Cliff. He said $42 to you.
That's a bet.
Okay. Money Mike, that's the best. That's the best, Silverhawk. Money Mike, put him on the breakfast
Yo.
Menu. Get that money. Put him on the breakfast
menu. I got 50 Cent. I got 50 Cent.
Now, Fat Albert, this bet cannot
come.
It's
locked, Silverhawk. 50 is a bet.
It's a lock.
The $42 is a lock. Fat Albert, that money cannot come down. I cannot say I don't want to do it. You can't. If you do not raise it, if that car does not raise
Lord,
it, this car does not raise for whatever reason.
Lock
it. Lock
it. We went like we the deposit. It's locked. We didn't say if they race. We said lock. Where did DP go?
I take it any way it go because you know what? I know what scared looks like, and I know what unscared looks like. So it's all good.
But did you lock it in?
Yes.
Well, we got to spend the money, or your word ain't no good. Which one is it?
Why my word wouldn't be no good?
No, I'm saying
I'm not going.
I mean, not just you. I'm talking about me, you, Cliff. I'm saying lock is lock or what?
Oh, you bet too now.
I just said
he wants the breakfast menu, not your lunch menu.
Oh yeah, that's a lot.
All right, bet 50.
All right, you talk about $50 now, not 50 cents. I gotta make sure.
Yeah, I don't play them games. You what 50 cent gonna do for you? You can't even buy a candy bar for 50 cent.
You know.
God damn.
Silverhawk, you on the road? You on the road, Silverhawk?
Yeah, I'm on the road. I'm out here training my son.
Oh, okay. That's what's up.
Yeah, that's,
all right, hold
that's,
on,
that's,
fellas.
That's,
I got I got another hand I want to bring in real quick that just popped up. 347-5810.
What's up? I forgot there was a show.
Not this thing.
Sammy, that's
that?
You, Sammy?
Yes, sir.
Oh.
Yes, sir.
That's Sammy right
oh,
there.
Oh, Sammy, what's going on, man? Congratulations on the show you had. I'm sorry I missed it, man.
Thanks, Sammy.
You ran my stepson away. You locked him in yesterday, man. He ain't nobody seen him since.
No, I didn't run him away. No. I don't know if I'm running him away, but I put out the cheese. We were talking about it today. I put out the cheese today. I put out the cheese, right? And he put the trap. But he fell into his own trap.
Antoine, get your ass on here. Hit that one button, Antoine, before it's too late. Hit that damn one button, Antoine. I know he one of them 50 that's listening, Crunch. Hit that damn button, Antoine.
I don't want to be a part 50. Of that bullshit.
I got 55 callers on here right now. It's a lot of people listening now. And Antoine, hit that button, Antoine. Hit that damn button.
Yeah,
you
hit the button,
you're
going to lock him in,
quick. No. But how that other dude say, you're on the hot seat, Antoine. You're on the hot seat, Antoine. Get your ass in.
Oh.
You're on the
hot. He ain't coming. He's hurt right now. He's hurt. I think I broke his little heart.
What happened? What'd you do, Sam?
He
I
did something
him
that you wouldn't do. He locked in a race. And then found out, realized that he probably got some some work to do.
Hey, Cliff, please. I'm talking to Sammy. I asked Sammy a question.
Look,
Cliff.
He said lock. He said lock. And then when he said lock, and I said lock, and he sent the money right away to Fred. He sent the DP to Fred right away. And then he says, you know how that thing they have, the Mimi and the videos, they say, at this moment, he knew he fucked up?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what he was thinking.
Y'all seen that thing? Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, no, 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 no. That's what the hell happened yesterday.
No. I ain't see it.
He fucked up. I don't know. I don't know how I did it, but shit, he must have really wanted me that bad.
Now,
he thought I was coming on my 68 Mustang, my cruiser.
What you coming with?
I said a 69. I didn't say 68.
You damn sure did.
Huh?
And you said it more than once.
And I put the picture. And I showed him the picture.
Damn.
And he still locked you in?
I don't think he was paying attention. Like I said, he was playing with the trap.
Sammy, he wants you real bad, Sammy. That's what it is.
No, he thought he had the 68. He thought I only had the 68 to fuck around with.
I see what you're saying. You're saying that. So you tricked him with another car. That's what you're saying.
Nah, I didn't trick him with another car. Crunch, you know the car, don't you?
Yeah, I saw you got another race locked in with that car. So I think the car that the pickup truck against that car, right?
No. Yeah, the blue pickup. That's Antoine. Yeah.
Yeah, I saw that
ODB.
Race locked in. So that's the same Mustang that got locked in with Cliff's nephew?
No. Antoine, his son.
I'm saying that's the same car he locked in? That 69?
Yeah.
Oh,
not Cliff's nephew, Cliff's son, because Cliff beat that blue truck.
Yeah.
The same truck that Silverhawk was scared to race, I beat it.
Oh, okay, I see what you're saying. So Cliff's son
locked in with that
Mustang.
I guess I lied to him, right?
That's that reverse psychology of Silverhawk.
What are you talking about, Cliff? What are you talking about?
Cliffy said you scared, you needed to go some cojones.
You wouldn't race that pickup truck without a spot, man, and you know that.
Cliff, what is my car? I got a motor car, right, Cliff? I got a motor car, Cliff, right? I got a motor car, right, Cliff?
I don't know what you got.
I got a motor car. And he got a nitrous car, right?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Silverhawk, hold on. Silverhawk, right. You say you got a motor car?
Hold on. Who called? Oh, this your phone? Yeah, go ahead. Who talking now?
I've seen a lot of motor cars run nitrous cars heads up.
Well, this one ain't.
Why would I have to say that?
Money Mike.
Because a lot of people run.
It's a Cutlass that wouldn't race that damn pickup truck either. It's a Cutlass going on this motherfucker that wouldn't race that pickup truck either. But he's beating his shit.
Hold on, fellas. 631-7510. Your mic is hot.
I guess the person whose phone is hot.
He hung up.
Say it in Spanish. Maybe they'll understand.
Okay, go ahead. I mean, I had to see who it was. The mic just popped up, but he hung up on me.
Okay. Uno, dos, tres, cuatro. Your number up. Speak.
Fix that damn Spanish.
You guys are bad.
Sammy.
Yes.
Sammy.
Yes.
So I guess you're waiting to get your punk out money, right?
I think so.
And you know what? They better not be no OG Bobby with no pennies and shit either.
Holy shit.
So what you saying? OG Bobby does some petty shit? Is that what you're implying?
I said pennies.
Okay, so OG Bobby brings pennies? Not the $10,000 man.
Oh no!
Man, I'm sorry.
Damn, Cliff, you horrible.
He's gonna ride this shit on.
I'm riding everybody today till the lady says, "This is Blog Talk Radio. Goodbye."
And you know what? I was just about to hang up too because I thought that was her.
So there's another thing that I did to Antoine. So I told him, look, I'm going to unstrap the nitrous and run your head the fuck up off the trailer.
Uh-huh. And he locked you in.
And he locked me in.
Oh,
so I'm gonna do the same. I'm gonna do the same for you. I'm gonna come off the trailer. I'm gonna unstrap the nitrous. I'm going to your ass for a quarter mile.
You gonna do that to who?
You.
Let me get through my shit. I got this on the 30th, please.
Man,
then we can talk about
man.
Cliff, leave a man alone. Like,
no,
damn,
I can't
man.
Do that, Tori. I cannot do that.
Hey, Tori.
Nobody leave
hey,
him alone. Why the fuck would I leave
Tori.
Him alone and think nobody leave me the
hey,
fuck alone?
Hey, Tori.
Why would I do that?
Hey, Tori. Tori.
Yeah.
Tori.
Yeah.
He ain't going to do nothing. Okay, Tori? He just want to
talk. I got you.
So,
I learned it from you. I learned it from you. I'm going to buy you breakfast. that you ain't going to do nothing. I'm going to buy you breakfast with your money.
What? Oh, shit.
I'm going to buy you. Me and Mike going to buy you breakfast with your fucking money.
Can you buy me breakfast with his money, too?
Absolutely.
Oh, you the man.
I ain't
damn.
Stingy, Sammy. I ain't stingy.
Money Mike.
That's it with other people money, right?
Money Mike. I'm just gonna apologize and say sorry to what I did to your boy.
Why are you involving me with that shit, Sammy? There you go with the bullshit.
I thought you were Sammy.
Don't start that dumb shit, Sammy. So I'm going to wait till you have a cigarette in your mouth, and I'm going to slap that cigarette in your mouth.
I have a cigarette in my mouth right now.
All right, what are you saying, Silverhawk? Hey. I ain't paying that A-Rab no more.
I said, where you from?
Shit.
I'm from Sammy from Brooklyn.
That was racist. You racist.
Hey, Money Mike.
I know the name, but I'm trying to picture the face.
Hey, Mike.
I know the name, but I'm trying to picture the face. You got a beard.
What?
Mike,
he's skinny.
Mike,
he's ugly. He used to be from Brooklyn. Now he's a country girl.
Nah.
Oh,
listen,
shit.
Mike. Next time I pit, man, let me know where Swizzle and the boys at, man. I need to pit next to y'all again, man. I left home feeling real groovy that fucking night. You know what I'm talking about.
Yes, sir.
You tell Peanut,
why are you trying to figure out where I'm from?
Save me a spot.
Because I know the name, but I'm trying to get the face. That's why I asked you that.
Okay.
That's
you know
all.
What, you know what?
It,
you know what? Trump, you know
it ain't
Trump
no harm in that, right?
Oh no! But I gotta be careful because people be getting in their feelings when you ask them to race and shit like that. You know what I mean? Why
right.
they want to race
right.
me?
Yeah.
Why they want to do this? Why they want to do that? Snake.
I'm not. First of all, I'm not in my feelings
because we ask to race.
Nah, it. See, you don't know the whole story of it.
No, I understand that thing. I'm going to leave that alone. But, yeah, because I'm going to have
thank
a Mustang
you,
yeah. near on the 30th, and I'm going to be all over you.
Oh, shit.
All right, see me on that day.
I bet you 100
that's
you don't
all.
Go.
So you want me to race a mystery car, huh?
It's just like you. Small block, all motor. Small
it's still a mystery car. Still a mystery car.
God. And it's all steel
it's
all glass.
Car.
That'll help you?
Shit, Ricky Fox on small tire.
I don't
Fox
know nothing about
tire.
Ricky Fox. I ain't got nothing
well,
to do with that.
Well, shit.
He don't need that. He don't need that. He don't
thank
need
that.
Because, truthfully speaking, after every two car races, don't nobody say, come to my pit and look under my hood. Let me show you what I just what I just whipped your ass with. So it's still a mystery.
See, the way we used to race back in the days, we used to play after the race. We'd show you, you got nitrous, you lose the pot.
Right. Right.
It's
right.
Different,
but Mike, Mike, you talking
about
days.
Hold it now.
Them days is over with. Them
Hold
days
it.
Is over with.
You still got people to race that way. Whatever you put that money up for, that's what you've got to have. Or one
okay.
man look under that race. Okay. Ain't a thousand okay. people under nobody hood. Simple.
Okay.
Right.
Good report.
Be the DP man only.
Yeah, good
That's
report.
Right. DP man,
yeah,
that man,
and back in the day,
man and his mechanic or whatever, however that goes, whoever you choose. But they don't need
right.
no crowd up under mm-hmm. nobody's shit.
Right.
But back
right.
in the day, also, you know what car you was running to.
Man.
No,
you
I've seen a lot of people.
That
rush,
race
oh,
a mystery
oh,
car.
I have seen a lot of people lock in. You got to have what you say you have. They don't be worrying about no car. If I think you got this and I got that and you say what you got and I say what I got, that's all you got to have. Fuck the car.
Yeah, but Money Mike, I'm not those other people.
Yeah. No, I understand. I'm just
not,
making a point.
Well, I'm making a point, too. I don't have to do anything
yeah, well,
with everybody else.
You need to go see the wizard.
I don't need to see nobody.
All right. You don't need to see nobody then.
Hold on,
okay,
fellas. We're going to try this one more time. We're going to try this one more time. 631-7510. Your mic is hot. Your mic is hot again.
You try
it. Say it in French. Say it in French now, Crunch.
All right, I turned him off. But he
put why you gonna call the man Gordo? Why you gonna call him Gordo?
Man, listen, so many names. Listen, Mike, there's so many names going around you. You know, it's hard to juggle, man. You make a mistake every now and then. You know.
Oh, that what it was?
A mistake is a mistake, no matter how you look at it.
Oh, man.
So I guess you was a mistake from day one, huh?
Oh, shit.
So if somebody came, hey, let's go to you, Silverhawk. If somebody said they was coming with a stock suspension Pontiac, right? On motor, you have to see that too.
I'm gonna see every car I race, regardless of what.
Okay.
That's
Got
just
you.
Me.
Nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with that. No, I just was answering the question.
Well,
nothing
you
wrong
see
with
the
that.
Car, or you want to see a picture of the car would suffice.
I want to see the car, picture, something.
So something that you can hold them to for that day from the picture.
Yeah.
Okay, well, that's not that bad. That makes sense to me.
Yeah, it's only right, yeah.
Man, listen, man.
That's
some motherfuckers need coloring books, man. It's just that simple.
that's a good thing there, Cliff. Now, suppose he colorblind.
You know what? Then that might be difficult.
There you
know,
go. yeah, y'all funny as hell. Yeah.
And the only reason why I said what I said because Butchie Woods, good dude. I locked that dude. I never knew a damn thing about that man's car. But I locked him in. Didn't know nothing about that man's car. Still don't know nothing about that man's car.
But you were scared to race the man. You were scared to race the man.
Why do you use that word like it's okay and you're the scariest motherfucker on here?
I'm not scary.
Why do you do
I'm not
that,
scary.
People? You're the scariest motherfucker.
The man came to you one minute. You took the DP. 1 minute
or 5 minutes. That's where you're wrong because you was nowhere to be found when that shit in the staging lanes was happening. You was nowhere to be found, so you don't know what happened. You just
bet $100. Bet
$100.
I was standing right there.
I bet
it. Lock it in.
What are we locking in for?
Lock it in.
What are we locking
in for? You said I wasn't there. Bet that. Right there in the stage lane.
And you said
sit in the flat album right now.
What are we locking in, Silverhawk? All you need to do is calm down because I don't get excited. I don't get excited.
I'm going on. I'm going on what you just said. I wasn't there. I'm betting on that in the staging lane.
Okay. Well, I'll change the stitch. You don't know what you're talking about. Now, I bet that.
I know what I'm talking about.
Then bet 1,000.
Yeah. The only way y'all can figure that out is Butchie Woods get on here. And he's probably listening.
You know what? That sounds about right, Tory. I got to agree with you.
Butchie Woods was there? What's that big tall guy name? What's his name? The one we looked for the rock.
You were there. You were there.
What's
Kevin
that name? Kevin Hunt. Yeah, I can tell you exactly what Kevin Hunt had on.
Well, you damn sure can't tell me about it because I was there, and I got paid from both them cars. So you damn sure can't tell me.
But
I got paid.
Did they ask you to go back out there? Did they ask you to go back out there?
Not
did
that
they
way.
Ask you to go back out there?
Not
yeah,
that way.
Right.
Yeah. Now, all you got to do is keep – see, you don't know how to go further with this. They wanted to race, yes. Now I'm going to say it to you right. They wanted to race, but they wanted to race for less. Why in the fuck would I race the same guy that just paid me off for less when I could fucking race him for the same amount and get more money out of his ass? What's wrong with you?
Because you can raise him that
just like,
and another day.
Exactly,
just like,
Mike.
Just like,
hey. He wanted to race for less money, Mike. He wanted to race for less
money.
Money, Mike.
Huh? That's a bullshit. Because A-Ball offered him 30-1. 30-1.
All you
and you
do
know
is
what?
30-1.
Shit about that, though, Cliff? He was serious. He do the shit like that.
Listen, I believe that, Mike, but I didn't accept. So you can't get mad at me for not accepting.
Oh,
but
no,
I know
that's
one thing.
You got your
but
reason.
I know one thing. I know one thing for a fact. I had a red card that I had $1,000 up. That red car folded. The silver Malibu, I had two Malibus that
folded
that day.
What red car folded? What red car you had in?
Mayhem. He folded. So,
for my James. For my James.
Yeah, he folded.
Okay.
Now, that money was up.
But you don't want to see that trouble no more in life, right?
No, I don't. Yeah, you're right. No, I don't.
Okay.
You feel better? You feel better?
Well, no, I'm asking a question now, Phil.
So
I didn't even mean
that
way, though. My bad.
He could miss me with that. Two Malibus folded to me that day. And then the second Malibu that was gold or gold wanted to go out there for less money that we were supposed to raise for originally. Why would I do that? If you paid off the first deposit and you want to race again, let's put that G back the fuck up. Not half that G. Get it?
Hey, I ain't mad at you. You did what it is. It's what you choose. That's your choice.
You did what you had to do, yeah. You did what you had to do.
See, everybody thinks
that.
I couldn't understand that
Cliff Carr was popping and pooping and crying. And I don't believe that.
Hey, Silver, hey, let the man shout out.
Yeah, exactly. Let him
I don't believe that. The man was popping and pooping.
Going to ride the shit out of you.
And everything.
He's going to ride the shit out of you.
Why you want to take the man glory away, man? Let him have
it. Listen, the man was popping and pooping. Why wouldn't the man drop his bet down? That don't make sense. If the man without
money,
that proper food could
all
get that down the track.
All you need to do is ask Silverhawk why he bought a white Mustang to that track at Gallant and didn't take that bitch off the trailer. That's all you need to ask
him.
Oh,
shit.
Oh, your car was there too, Silverhawk?
You damn right
it was there.
Needing a dipstick.
Oh, I didn't know.
Dipstick is a dipstick. That dipstick bought a dipstick. What are you talking about?
Man called you a dipstick, Silver. What the hell is a dipstick? Is that the one that goes in oil or the transmission?
True that. I needed a dipstick.
I remember back in the day, the dipstick was the candy. The dipstick. The candy with the different flavors.
Oh, shit. Y'all was a meeting. I don't know about that one.
That was before my time, too.
<I'm not.
laughs> Well, how
now,
old are you?
You know what? Cowboy, you're right. It was that powder stuff. You dip the thing in the powder.
Yep.
Yeah,
different
right.
flavor. And then at the end, you eat the white stick.
Oh, yeah, that sounds good.
Y'all talk about eating white shit.
You're right.
I gave you
the gift stick. I'm done with the gift stick.
I don't entertain that gay shit. I don't even think y'all talking that gay shit.
I'm done with that dipsy shit.
That was real candy, man.
Bro.
That shit wasn't gay at all. It was a real candy.
Dipstick. It was a real thing. Candy.
It was a real
thing. I'm in an ice cream truck.
We ain't talking about no dipstick. We talking about red gas, nitrous, and rubber.
Well, he called them a dipstick.
I was talking about dipstick
and
transmission oil.
No.
I wasn't talking about nothing else.
Hey, Tori.
A dipstick with a dip.
Dory.
Yeah.
I needed a transmission stick, okay? Mine was leaking. Couldn't find one
you
nowhere.
Anybody would have took one of them dipsticks out their car if that's what you really needed.
I did need it. Nobody had one. Nobody down there had one for my transmission. No one had one for my transmission.
Wow.
Yeah, That's because he had a Trimic, and he had one of them fucking special Trimics in his shit, man. Yeah, that's it.
I'm cooking.
You could have went to AutoZone and got one off aisle 7, man. Get out of here.
God damn. You even know the aisle. Is that the middle of the aisle or the end of the aisle?
Hey, Cliffy. What kind of transmission do I have? What kind of transmission I had?
You got a C1.
I don't have a Chevrolet. Okay.
You got a C1. You got a C1. And
I had a
phone
call.
C3. In order for you to C4, you got to lock the fuck in with somebody.
Hey, Cliffy. You talking real slick, Cliffy.
That boy's a slick ass talker.
Hey, he talking real slick. I let him have that tonight.
We having fun. It's a fun night tonight.
Hey, Cliff.
Yeah, it
fun.
Is. It damn sure is.
Thanks, Cliff.
Huh?
Ask him, do he got the dipstick fixed? And Cliff, he might need a spare one since he couldn't find one.
Oh, shit. Say it ain't true. Say it ain't so, bro.
Listen.
Come on.
Listen, real talk.
Say what now?
Real talk.
Did you get two instead of one?
No, I'm going to set the record straight. I don't know about y'all, but I have never seen a transmission that wouldn't function without a dipstick if you plug that motherfucker up. Excuse me.
Bro, I went to a transmission place. All of
that. I don't know what you went.
Nobody had one. Ho, I'm just telling you. All right? I went to a transmission place in North Carolina. I did all of that with the...
Why'd you bring the car?
Huh?
Why'd you bring the car?
Why I brought the car? My car was already down there. What are you talking about? What are you talking about? My car was already down there.
James,
you think,
be careful.
You think
I'm
going to
ask you the same fucking question, James.
Oh. You thought I brought a car from Jersey? You come on down there?
Listen. Let me ask a question.
No. Answer my question, James.
James. I answered it. Let me answer quick, Cliff. I answered you.
I'm messing with you, James. Don't listen to me. I'm fucking with you, man. Just pay me no attention. I'm fucking with you. It's fuck with you, James. It's fuck with you,
James. You know what he just did, James? Yeah, you know what he just did? He snuck the shit out of you and said, I was just playing, and backed up.
Yeah,
that's what he just did.
Yeah. Like, you know, James, like.
It's Red Rock.
It's Pink Rock, man. Don't get it. It's Pink
Rock.
Oh,
shit. Yeah, you're right. I forgot about that pink shit.
Pink Rock. See, the thing is when people bring cars to the track, nobody knows the reason why you bought it there, where it came from, what's in it, who, what, where, when, and how. All they know is what the fuck they see. And if you bring a track to the car, a car to the track, and you don't perform or do nothing with the track, at the track, then people just going to start running their mouth. Y'all know, I, you know, y'all folks have put me through the scrutiny. So bring the car
to the
track.
You're a prime example.
God damn.
Hey, Cliffy.
You hey,
Cliff, walked into that one, bro. You walked into that.
Hey, Cliff.
I can accept that.
Hey, Cliff. Cliffy.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I wasn't the only one that didn't. I brought a car to the track and didn't
oh,
run it.
Shit. I know where this is going.
All right, James. Get on him, James. Get on him, James.
I know where this is going. I know where this is going. And look, they said that.
What is he talking about?
Let
me ask you a question. Hold on. Let me ask you a question. How much money
going
did you
right
win? When you, how much
yeah.
money did you win when you brought that car to the track?
Bro.
How much
I went down
win?
There to. Oh, oh.
How much
I went down
money
there
did you win?
How much money did you win?
I won $1,300.
Okay, then. Hey, how's it going? All right. Wait here on. Hold on, y'all. 5 minutes.
This man put us on hold 4 times. You put us on hold again.
I'm going to drop the drum in the back. So. Yeah.
He wasn't expecting James to say 1,300.
Huh? Well, I used to give him my paperwork, and I dropped the trouble. Then I come back in.
Oh, is that how you do it?
Yeah. Okay. Huh?
I just
okay.
shot that hawk out of the right, sky. He won't go at no more pigeons.
All right, I'm back.
This is why you trust
y'all.
Deliver toilet paper when you should be delivering a load of steel because y'all be on the phone on these fucking talk shows. I mean, that's fucked up. This is why orders be stacked fucked up. Y'all be delivering shit on the wrong spot because y'all on a damn talk show. Come on, man. If you're driving the delivery, man, get that delivery there, Silver Hawk.
No way. I'm here.
Damn, I'm back.
What did I miss? I'm back.
You missed a lot.
I had a phone call.
You got two troubles.
Did I miss anything?
You got this one?
Nah, you didn't miss nothing. And my stepson, I don't know where the hell he at, man. He wouldn't hit the button, man. There's 54 people listening, and everybody's scared to come in. I guess they're scared they might have to spend some money or bet some money.
Oh, damn.
Shit.
Keep
it
out.
Drop this real
on?
Quick. We got to pick up the other load.
Where's Keebler Elf?
Who's the elf?
Who the hell is Keebler Elf?
Oh, damn. I like Keebler Elf.
Who is it?
Sammy, who the hell is Keebler Elf?
Come on. Where's Ray Holt? Where's Fat Albert?
Sammy, when you rolling out for US 13? You rolling out for Friday
Look,
or just Saturday? You're going to do one day there, too.
Keebler Elf.
Man, listen. He all in. That man got seven Saturday. Seven. He got seven Saturday. He don't want no pressure. Antoine, he got bubble gum in his ears. He don't want no problems.
Oh shit.
EJ got a
damn.
String sitting right under his rumpus. He don't want no work.
Hmm.
Marcus is the only one sitting back pretty because you know what? He's chilling. That man's a smart man. Even though he's bad mouthed, but his boys took some bad races.
Oh, man. Pete. Damn.
Bobby, you took a bad race. Silverhawk, you took a bad race. You know why I can say that? Because you motherfuckers have said I took bad races. That's why I can tell y'all motherfuckers y'all took bad races.
But that's the only reason why you can tell them that's why you told them that because they say you did it or you telling them because they took a bad race. Cause what is it?
I'm telling them because it's true.
Okay, then stick to that.
What bad race did I
stand
took, Cliff?
Stand with your chest.
What
Man, I'm gonna say it with my chest and your chest, because it's true. I took a bad raise too. When was that?
Hey, Cliff. Hey, Cliff.
Just yesterday.
Ain't you racing EJ? Cliff.
That ain't gonna be nothing to see. If that's what you call a race, then whatever.
How y'all race it, Cliff,
what
head
bad
up
race did I take?
Head up, Silverhawk. Head up.
Motor to motor.
I like EJ 400. I like
EJ
400.
You heard what I just said.
I like EJ 400.
Y'all running heads up on motor?
Yeah.
I said we running heads up, period. Did you not understand what the fuck I just said?
So I guess it's born what you run.
Did you not understand what the fuck I just said?
I don't give a shit what EJ. I don't care how Cliffy comes. And EJ, I want a better $100. I ain't got to know the shit or whatever.
Man. I'll take that,
but,
man.
Now you don't got to want to know. Now, hit the dumb shit. Now he don't want to know nothing.
Do you know both cars?
Fuck no.
Well,
fuck no, he don't,
I see
he don't
EJ
know both cars.
I see EJ car and whatever Cliff get in, I don't give a fuck. Just let him.
Tell me
where
you give a fuck.
God damn. I said, I don't give a fuck.
And I'm going to start some more shit.
I don't give a fuck about what Cliff get in.
You heard what I said.
Anytime man got a nitrous car and run a seven plug, yeah.
Shit.
Number seven plus, yeah.
Number seven?
I want a better 100. Number seven.
Damn. Who runs that shit?
Damn, you remember. I remember Cliff said that one night. He runs a seven plus.
Silverhawk.
Hey, Ghetto Cowboy, I remember too, but I was just playing stupid. But yeah, you're right.
Ghetto Cowboy, anytime somebody brings a car to the racetrack without a dipstick, you better watch that motherfucker. You got one motherfucker come to the track with no dipstick. The other one comes there with $200 in coins. Them type of motherfuckers you need to watch. Them type of motherfuckers you need to pay attention to.
First of all,
oh my God, I'm done with this man tonight.
Without a dipstick.
that's the reason why DuPont makes yellow spray paint.
Hey, El Silver, and that's why you sit on the back of the yellow bus.
You didn't come to the track without a dipstick.
I came to the track with a dipstick. I needed another one.
Was it working?
No.
You didn't come to the track with a dipstick then.
You got that.
You
got
that.
You
know what?
Sometimes
you just got to let them get that because they come with some shit from behind.
You got that. You got that. You're right. It wasn't working.
Oh, man.
So I ain't come there with a dipstick. You got that.
Y'all are crazy. For real. That's too much going on.
Check and see if they're empty, too.
Did you say that again, Silverhawk?
No, I was talking to my son. Huh? Yeah, check and see if that trailer empty. Yeah, somebody got a lot of noise in the background.
Sound like somebody loading
the
truck.
Show. Yeah.
Well, that must be Bobby then.
Well, listen, is anybody on this phone going to be at US 13 this weekend? Rather they bringing a car or spectating, anybody on this phone going to be there?
I didn't know they was doing something, but no. Nah.
I
wish.
Well,
I'm not going to weekend Friday and Saturday.
I'm not going.
I mean, because racing, real talk, racing is a commitment. That's you race a car or you help out a fellow promoter. Racing is a commitment. No bullshit. You know, if you care about the promoters or all the promoters, it's a commitment. You know. And anybody who claims to be a racer, bus racer, however you race, it's a commitment because they don't just have a grudge event. They be having classes, all steel, you know, 275, yada yada, you know. So if one car don't fit the class, hit the other class. Join in is basically what I'm talking about.
Are you gonna be there?
Inshallah, I will be there. Inshallah, I will be there. Yes. Would you like to know what I'm going to eat before I get there and after I get there? I don't even know who.
Yeah, why not? Since you're talking.
Okay, I'm going to eat light going there, and I'm going to eat heavy coming home. Does that answer your question?
Perfectly. It makes perfectly good sense.
James is on your ass. That's what it
is. My man.
James.
Hmm?
What's up, James?
What's going on, Sammy?
How you doing, James?
I'm doing all right. Just trying to,
you
know.
You coming to US 13?
Say that again?
You coming to US 13?
I might be there.
All right. I know you're coming to Bud's Creek, right?
I might be there.
Man, he coming to Bud's Creek because him and Sam got money on the side.
We don't have any money.
Y'all got money. You just don't know it.
Oh, okay. Well, I guess,
like everybody else. And not only
why would I need to get back from Sam? I ain't never ran Sam.
He got your money, though. It's
no,
not
he
a
don't.
Lot, but he's... He got some of your money. It ain't a lot, but he's gonna come get more.
Sam ain't got none of my money.
Yeah. All right. Well, you know what? Maybe what I was saying was not what I was saying. So I'm gonna stand down.
That's exactly right.
Can I get some of your money, James?
Of course.
There you go, Cliffy. See, he's giving me some money, Cliffy.
And listen, these talk shows ain't got time for people that stingy with money, you know. Rather it's a dime or a dollar. Put it up.
Hey, Fat Albert, you still on the radio show? You still on? Fat Albert's sleeping.
They ain't like Fat Albert
to be quiet unless he had one of them lot lizard truck stops or something. But other than that, he don't normally be quiet like this.
Well, see, you know what, Tori, I'm going to ask you. This is not, you know, Crunch is the moderator. You know what I'm saying? He's the host of the show. But this show done went left and right. It done took off, ran red lights and shit like that. So... In other words, it's running a course that's not you know, normal.
Yeah, I got you. Yeah.
Not saying that anybody's doing anything right or wrong. This show is go for what you know.
Yeah.
Let me slide by you.
Sounds like someone's having a party somewhere.
Yeah.
Nah, that was me, man. I'm in the store that I'm getting the hell out of. Believe it or not, five people was in that store and it sounded like 50 motherfuckers was in there.
Damn sure did.
All right, who's going to the 30th? Who's getting the ears stomped on the 30th? Besides Bobby.
God damn.
Well, hey, listen, I got the right to talk shit to Bobby. He beat me. You know, I'm in denial, so y'all got to excuse me. I got a right to talk shit about him. I'm in denial. I want to get back.
You lock that $1,000 and we can all get back you want.
Listen,
there you go.
This Saturday, let's get it. You ain't said nothing. You ain't said nothing. I just told you I'd be at 13. I stood right on this motherfucking show.
I'm not going to be
James,
there.
James, didn't I stand on this motherfucking show and tell you I'd be
I
there on the 13th?
I just told you.
Okay. Now bump your gums. They big enough, and I know your eyes can see. You got four of them. Bump your gums. See what you're doing. Let's get it.
Mm.
Antoine said on the other day, he said Bobby had 3D glasses.
I'm only laughing because it sounded funny the way you said it. I don't laugh at nobody that wears, hell, I wear glasses.
Exactly.
It just sounded funny.
Yeah.
I don't make fun at no disabilities. Hell, I got a disability, you know. I bet y'all saying, what the fuck disability he got?
It's a mental disability. Mm-hmm. Ain't nobody asking.
There you go, James. I knew you was a smart motherfucker that didn't graduate. I knew you was.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Wait,
he's
from James.
He's from South Carolina?
Wait, he's from
South Carolina?
Oh, shit.
He damn sure is, Sammy.
Holy shit.
Did he say I'm from South Carolina?
Yeah.
Yeah, he said it.
He said you're from South Carolina.
I don't know what to say about that.
I got a lot of family down there.
There you go, Sammy. Question answered. The truth is set you free. Family is family. South Carolina, South Carolina.
I don't know, but I'm from Newark.
Hey, Bobby, when you really learn how to talk tough to the motherfuckers that really count and that really could put you on the map, you'll be all right. A word of advice. That's my word of advice to you.
Yo, Cliff is being very disrespectful to y'all. I just want to let y'all know that nobody else ain't going to say
it. I'm being honest, bro. I'm being honest. It's not disrespect. It's being honest. Like, when them boys go down to the 30th, when his team go down the 30th, if both them cars, that Cutlass and that white Mustang, put them bulbs on and that tree drop and they go, whatever the result is, I got respect for both of them. I do. When they do that, I don't got respect for neither one of them cars. And that's real shit.
Mm.
And I'm not
going to... I want you to stay on that line when I turn that bulb on. I want you standing right there in front of the car when I turn that bulb on.
Bobby, I won't be there. I won't even be there. I'm gonna donate some money for somebody to get in there. I'm donating money because I won't be there.
I want you to be there the 30th on that front line.
Well, if you want to be there, then you got to handle the responsibilities that I got to take care of on that day. And trust me, it's physical, mentally, and financially. Are you ready for that? And if you're ready for that, call me after we get off this show.
Just like I told you, I can't beat it at 6 either.
And I'll give you a shopping list.
Please. You can't give me a list. You make your own shit fly.
Okay, so tell me where I got to be when I'm telling you I'm not going to be there.
Oh, my God, Cliff. Just stop trying to talk to us. I don't need nobody to validate me to get my car fast. I'm my own man, and I do what I do.
And ain't nothing wrong with that, Bobby. There's nothing wrong with that. Only thing I'm telling you is you and that white Mustang that Silverhawk got, if you boys go down the 30th, put some bulbs on and sit in your cars through there for the money, rather you win or lose, you got my respect. If you pay off, I'm going to fucking call CNN.
One thing for sure, because I ain't paying shit off.
That's one thing for sure.
A set of lips are saying anything, and that's what y'all been doing for
I'm
the last
I'm telling you, for $10,000, I'm not paying off a motherfucker thing.
A set of lips to say anything, but that's what y'all been doing for the last 2 years, so I'm cool with that.
And I'm telling you right now, for ten racks or more, I'm not paying shit off. And you're going to see the results why I did pay them, why I've been paying my deposit off.
I hope things go well for you. And if they do, rather you win
it's
or lose,
go well.
You got my respect. But
it's
going to
go well. I sleep good at night. I don't call around people
and pay off,
follow around what
I'm
they doing.
I'm calling CNN.
You might have to call CNN on the other squad, but not me.
All right. Well, that's the money. Good report, then. So far, good report. And you know what? I'm going to back up on that one. I'm going to go on mute just by that, Bobby. Word is born to lie. I'm going to go on mute. So however this show works for the next whatever few minutes, I'm done.
That's all it took to shut him up? Damn.
Damn. Well, y'all fellas have a good night. I'm off.
Where you going?
All right, yeah.
James, where you going?
Oh. Yo, yeah, he dropped the mic and left. God damn that. Man, walked off the stage. He walked off the stage. Didn't even say bye or nothing. Just walked off the stage.
What you did that to, what you did that to, James?
Wait, say that again?
Clippy chased away James?
I don't know.
Who else is on here?
I think Silverhawk's still on here. Kettle Cowboy probably still on.
Yeah, I'm still here.
Cliffy.
We know Cliffy's on.
Yeah.
Cliffy
took over the
show.
Damn sure did.
I'm here, Crunch the host. I'm still here. I'm just listening.
Shit, I'm here.
I'm wondering because it timed out at 8:30, so I don't know when it's supposed to stop, but I know it's going. It timed out at 8:30 though.
There's
a lot of people still listening.
I can't really tell. Once it timed out, it doesn't tell me who's on. But when it went off and timed out, it was 54 people on it.
Damn. Yeah.
You good, son?
It won't
allow, right.
Yeah, I'm still here. It won't allow new people to call in or new people to raise their hand on the one button. So everybody that's raised their hand right now, that's the only ones that are able to talk. So they can listen, but they can't hit the one button no more, I don't think.
Right. No, they can't.
Yeah, they can.
No.
Huh?
I call myself just letting you guys peace out and do what you do.
Yeah,
I want to hear. I wrote it down. I want to hear what happens with
Zeke
and James.
Yeah, push it in.
I
you can leave
I
that in.
Admit,
long
Crunch, this,
keep
this,
that one out.
This time you.
I'll leave it
this
in.
This time you ain't hang up. We getting it in.
Yeah. Last time I got off, I didn't know it kept going.
Hey, Crunch.
Yes, sir.
Crunch.
Yes, sir. I'm here.
You can hear me? This Pro Stock. I just got called right now. Said they were looking for me.
Oh, man. Now, who was looking for? Oh, Bobby was looking for you.
Oh, what he was looking to do?
I don't even know. I think he's still on here, but we cut it off because you weren't on here, so we didn't have that discussion because you weren't there to defend yourself. So we skipped that conversation. I didn't even know you was were you in the queue?
I wanted to know what was going on.
Yeah. Well. What you?
Yeah, well, Bobby is on
right,
the phone.
Take
he's
off.
Here now, so he can say what he wanted to
take
say
off.
Earlier.
No, take off.
Bobby,
there's
you
really
there?
Nothing to talk about. The man got to race me on the 30th at Mike Brown's show and Custom Tees. I'm already back home. I don't mind getting this race off this week. And I bet,
right.
And I bet, I will put 15,000 in his 10,000. I'll get off that motherfucker at 3:30.
God damn. I don't think that's what he wanted to discuss. Come up, Gordo.
He
that's
did the 60.
Not on here. Bobby.
He did the 60.
Silverhawk.
Yeah.
Can you
yeah.
answer? Can you answer, please?
Answer what? He said the 60.
Huh?
He said the 60.
It's 50-50?
No, 50, he said 40? The 60.
The 60?
Yeah, what he told me.
Damn. Crunch.
Yeah, that, I'm
Crunch,
not.
Can
I'm
you
not,
hear me?
Yeah, I hear you, Gordo.
You can hear me. You got too much fame to be entertaining this bullshit. That's number one. These motherfuckers ain't going to do nothing. I told Silverhawk I would take Kodak Black this weekend, US 13. I ain't put one pass on that car and bust his fucking Mustang's ass. I would take Charlie Brown this weekend and bust motherfucking OG Bobby in the head. What's the problem?
You could do it on the 30th. Like I said.
I'm going to do it on the 30th. Hold on.
All right, then. What's the problem? You trying to get...
You got a $1,000 deposit.
What?
Time out. Put some structure in the show. Time out. One person going to speak at a time. And I'm speaking right now, so listen. So this
man,
is what I'm
I
trying
don't give a fuck if you speaking or not. Motherfuckers,
this is what I'm trying
this
to
is your show. All right? This is your show. You go on your show and talk that shit.
You
go on your show
and
talk that shit.
Talking to this ignorant motherfucker because he's going to get hurt. So I don't even want to talk to him. I don't even want to talk about that no more. This is what I'm saying.
Right,
me and OG Bobby got a raise. We got a raise locked in 1-on-10. I want to tighten up on the deposit because I really feel like they're not going. And if they want a raise, then lock in some more money.
I just want to see a clean race and may the best man win, shake hands after.
It's going to be a it's going to be a clean race. And all that dumb shit he's talking about, he's just talking because, trust me, he's just talking.
Well, we not.
But
I'm going to tell my girl,
I'll let no man disrespect me. I'm going to let him tell me to my face to let my girl. Hold on, Crush. I want to see him tell me to my face to tell my girl to sit down and see where I put him.
We're not here for that. We're not here for that, Gordo. I had to stop the show a couple times because it goes left when whatever
Crush,
reason.
I didn't say nothing out of the ordinary. I didn't say nothing out of the ordinary. The man came out his face. Talk about put his hands on me. If I put my hands on that old motherfucker, he going to the hospital, Crunch.
Well, listen, Gordo, let's move past that. Bobby's not here. I don't know. I stopped Bobby because you weren't on the phone. I didn't know what he was talking about, so we got off of that. So we haven't been on that. I wouldn't let him talk when he wasn't there. I thought Bobby was still here. I just muted Silverhawk because, you know, I'm trying to get the order to show he's not listening. Silverhawk is my man. You my man. We're from up this way, so we're going to have to do it a little better than most people would. We're going to have to be better men at this right now, at this very moment when it's heated. So let's calm down. Everybody enjoy this thing because I only got a few minutes left. We only got about 15 minutes left.
How do you do that? How do you do that, right, when you're talking about racism and another man's talking about violence, and then they don't know that if I take it, they crunch, and you know this very well, they're not going to like it.
But we're not even entertaining that right now.
We're not going to entertain that. Gordo, listen to me. We got enough lives being lost every day, man. Let me talk, Tori.
As your man, Gordo, I'm just saying let's let that be. Men amongst men. The man is still on the phone, but I muted his mic because he wasn't listening to what I was saying. So what I'm saying to you is, and I'm going to say it to him, don't disrespect the show, first and foremost. This is not my show. I'm just here as a host for Joe Gray. So we're not going to disrespect Joe Gray in no way. Nobody's going to do that.
Exactly.
So I'm going to ask for
it. I wasn't doing that.
No. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about from this point forward, from me and you, the love you have for me and the love I have for you, from this point forward, I'm going to ask Silverhawk to let that stuff, that's it. We're not going to have that discussion because that turns whatever we were doing, we had a freestyle going, but that turns it into a negative thing, and we don't disrespect the show, none of us. Me as the host, anybody as a caller. So as friends of y'all, I love y'all. I know y'all. We know each other. We're not going to do that. We're going to dead that. And I love y'all. And make sure y'all tell me, Crunch, because I love you, we're going to dead that. And I'm going to ask Silverhawk the same thing.
No,
that's
Crunch,
out of respect.
I'm okay with that, Crunch. And I'm going to respect the show.
I'm going to bring him back in because I want to hear him say that he understands what I'm saying. And for the love of me, and we're not going to disrespect Joe Gray's show, we're going to let that go and we're going to dead that. Fellas, I love y'all. Period.
Yes. Yes.
Silverhawk,
we love you too, man.
Reports. That's all I want to hear. Silverhawk, I love you, bro. We're not doing that. We too old. We got too much history. Gordo is my dude. Silverhawk, you my dude. We're not doing that. We above that. That's why we're at this point, because we learn from stupid mistakes. So we're not going to do that. All right, fellas?
Hey, Sammy.
Yeah.
Sammy.
That's all. Now if Bobby want to say whatever he was going to say earlier, because Gordo is here, that's one thing. But Bobby's not saying anything, so... I don't know why, you know, but Gordo, I don't know what he was going to say.
All I said was they could tighten up the deposits if they race ready, and I'm going to lay odds on the money that I get off his bump in the 330. What's the problem?
Well,
right.
I don't think he's on the show. I think he got off.
Yeah, I think Bobby got off. So Silverhawk is not saying anything to that effect. He said something about a 60. And I don't know what happened after that, but whatever happens, because we love the game more than we love bullshit, we're not even going to entertain it anymore. I want you guys to lock ass on the 30th because y'all got to deposit up, get busy, Safeways and may the best man get that bag. That's what it boils down to.
And then don't you hang up, Crunch. It ain't over.
No, no, I'm not hanging up. I'm not hanging up. I'm not going to hang up to the
No,
to
I'm
the
messing with you.
Out.
I'm messing with you, bro. I'm just messing
yeah,
with
yeah,
you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm, you know, the last, and sorry, the only reason I hung up that other time because I didn't know how this thing worked.
No, 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 I got you, bro. I was bullshitting with you. I got you, baby.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But listen,
the problem is, the problem is this, and it needs to be addressed because I'm going to address it tomorrow in the morning because I'm already almost back. And I'm going to address it. The problem is people think that they can say whatever they want to say. And that's going around too much. And these older motherfuckers think that they can say what they want to say until somebody puts them in their place. And he says something.
Well,
okay,
listen,
he says something.
Hold on.
You said I was your bitch. I'm not going to be your bitch. Okay, Gordo? I'm letting you let everybody come up. I got you with yes, my you bitch. Did.
Nobody said was my bitch. I said I was talking, so you listen, so there's some order in the goddamn room. What I say? I called you a weak bitch. That's what I called you. I'm not calling you again. You a weak bitch.
Well, Gordo, listen, fellas. I am going to end the show now.
I got no respect for
him
no more, Crunch, and I'm going to address this my own way. You guys can hang up. I'm going to address this now my way.
Right. All right. Well, listen.
You can address it your way.
Out of respect for the show.
This went from racing to boxing. Come on now.
Out of respect for the show, fellas, I'm asking that we leave all that stuff alone because we live. We got people
alone
from all over the country. I got area codes from all over the country. This is not the time and place for whatever. We get cooler heads, cooler minds later. Let that happen, however. Let's respect the show. I'm the host. I'm trying to respect L.I. Joe gave me a chance. We had a good show going. It got out of hand quite a few times. Not only that time, it got out of hand quite a few times because or whatever. We got egos. We got male testosterone. We got it all. So I dig it. I understand how the game goes. But as a grown man getting older, we don't have to do that.
No.
Mm-hmm. We don't have to do that. You know what I'm saying?
It's like you don't have to yell get the point across. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. You so it is what it is.
Hey, Cliff, you still on?
Yeah, I'm here.
He
has to be on. He's the host.
He's the call.
If he hang up, we won't have a show. Yeah, I'm still here, but in a situation, stuff gets heated. It is what it is. Probably the grudge game, but I'm trying to do things where we do cooler things with cooler heads, and things prevail and unravel in a better way. That's all. That's all. You know. I just had a fucking prostate exam today. I'm not in the mood for this.
You know what I mean? What? How was that?
Oh, man, it was a scary experience, but I'm going to tell you the best part of it is when he says, okay, you good. I see you in 10 years. When he said that, then I got the fuck up out of that office.
So, well, I'll tell you right now, I would have loved it.
Yeah, I ain't love it, but it's part of getting older. And I did a lot of tests this whole summer trying to get my body together, while I have insurance. I wanted to make sure I got everything out of the way. So I'm getting to a clean bill of health 100%. And that's a God-given blessing that I'm at 51 years old and able to be healthy. So I got somebody's mic did pop up. Hold on. A mic did pop up. 9758.
You can't. You can still pull people out. I don't think you can pull nobody in, right?
Hey, it just popped up. I just opened it.
Oh. Oh, shit. My bad. 973-9758.
I don't know. It popped up. It's open right now, but nobody's speaking. Maybe it's because of the timeout.
Yeah.
Woof, woof, woof.
Can you get my phone?
But, hey, man, it's the stuff goes left sometimes. I try to keep it under control. But when things get a little heated, we've seen it before. We know how this works. But men amongst men handle stuff the right way. So just handle it the right way is all I'm asking both of them. Can we get back to grudge racing? Can we get back to grudge racing? Yes, sir. Who is this? 973-9758. Where you at? It won't answer. It won't answer. Well, yeah, we back. We back, fellas. I hope I handled that the best way I could. You know what I mean?
Hey, I got a white Thunderbird. Mm-hmm. A white Thunderbird. I'd like to try him out.
Who's that?
Okay.
Who got a white Thunderbird?
It's Zeus.
Who is that? Zeus?
Zeus.
Oh, Zeus. How you doing? What car you have? Which white Thunder are we talking about? There's two of them.
Either one of them.
Oh, damn.
Well, I can't speak for Drew. And me right now, I don't have no oil pressure, but I should have oil pressure by Gallant, hopefully. Or actually, hopefully by Sammy's next race, I should have oil pressure. Rain.
Who the one that ran Baby Copperhead?
Oh, that's Drew.
Oh, that was Drew.
Yeah.
What?
I could get in contact with him. I mean, what car do you have? No, he doesn't do the shows.
Oh, I got Bucky.
He doesn't do.
I don't do them that often either, but I'm bored.
He said I'm bored.
Well,
damn.
What car do you have?
Bucky.
I don't know that. What is it?
All steel S10.
Okay. Well, he doesn't travel far. I could tell that. I mean, he went to Gallant. I don't know if he will go to Gallant, but I don't know if he's doing any show. I think he has a race, actually, a lock-in, supposedly. I could find out.
But
what's the name of the car? Buckwheat?
Yeah.
Buckwheat? I'll ask him. You know, I'll call him up and see.
Anybody else want some action?
Red Rock.
Well, said no oil pressure, and I guess that's Red Rock.
Red Rock.
Anybody else want some action with Buckley before we get off the show tonight?
Zeus, Red Rock.
Tonight.
Zeus, Red Rock.
You better cut it out, Sammy.
Red light, green light.
1, 2, 3.
I'll be playing squid games in a minute.
I hope everybody have a good show. And Fred, I hope everybody, you know, stay safe.
You ain't
down to the track safe, race safe, come back. You know what I'm saying? Have a good time.
Wait, Zeus, you ain't coming.
I hope
now?
Everybody.
You not?
No, I can't make it, man. I got some prior engagements. I can't make it. I wish
you
got to
come at 4 o'clock to be headed.
Huh?
You got to be there
if
at 4 o'clock for that beheading.
If you let me use that helicopter you got, I'll be the fuck down there. Blaze, best believe that.
let me see if my son gives up his helicopter.
There you go. He can pick me up and I'll be down there. Matter of fact, you got a claw on there. I'll bring the truck with me, too. You put a claw on the end of that motherfucker. We'll get the truck down there.
Nah, I don't know if it's going to pay. I don't know if it's going to... Nah, I don't think it's going to be able to carry you in the truck. It might not even carry you.
You
can have to
carry.
I'll
tell you what. If you come pick me up in a helicopter, I'll drive that Mustang for you.
Damn.
I'll drive by and throw the helicopter out the window for you if you want. I don't know if my son will like that idea, me throwing his helicopter out the window.
Yeah. Well, let's get back to Grudge.
He got a little tomahawk.
Oh, man.
All right, well, I'm out, y'all. I'll see y'all later on the next show or something. Y'all have fun and enjoy yourself. Be safe.
All right, brother. Thank you for joining the show, man.
All right.
Have a good night.
I know one of y'all would have like, who the hell you think he is? No, I'm just playing.
See, stuff like that kills the mood.
Yeah.
Stuff like that kills the mood. And I understand it. Been watching it all my racing career. It happens. Especially when tensions are high and rivalries are real. When rivalries are real, shit like that is bound to go left. So I understand it. So we're not here to judge, but I'm just asking those two brothers to respect the show, respect the game, and, you know, just keep it pushing and think think better, be smart, keep it racing. And that's all we can ask for these days, you know?
Right.
Yeah, keep it racing. Don't need to put, I think keep it racing. Don't need to bring any people's women or wives involved, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, people have a different flow, you know? Like, I don't know what most of you guys, I'm from the city. So, we're used to certain things, but certain things you don't bring up. You don't bring moms, sisters,
right.
Shit like that.
Right.
But people from other places, they might say something like that, and that's where the tension is sometimes,
Mm-hmm.
And they don't mean it. They don't mean it, but, some people, from us from the city, meaning, New York, New Jersey, and stuff like that, we don't understand. Like, okay, you might not mean it that way, but we don't, we're not going to take it that way, So it's kind of hard, I think.
Good report, kiddo. How about good report, partner? Good report.
Yeah, it is what it is. Well, listen, we're going to end the show tonight. We're going to keep it pushing. We're going to keep it racing. I hope everybody's going to be there on July 30th because I'm making a whole weekend trip down south. My mother turned 72. So I'm gonna be in that area anyway.
God bless her.
Yeah, mom's 72. Well, I'm telling you, the time is flying. I remember I used to jump on my mother's hair from the back because she had her hair going down her back. I used to climb up her back when I was young. Boy, it's rough when you see your parents getting older. I'm just saying, I used to run. We used to run. She used to race me on foot. That's when I started racing on foot when my mom was younger. And I used to run and jump on her back and grab her hair, and she would keep running with me hanging onto her hair. Now,
damn.
She's 72. I remember being in fifth grade at Ashland School in East Orange and me betting the class that my mother was going to come by and wheelie her motorcycle, and they bet me. And my mother came down that motherfucker street wheeling on her motorcycle, and they were pissed. I took everybody's candy that day.
Damn.
So I've been gambling and betting a long time. So it is what it is. But listen, fellas, we're gonna get off this show. It's almost 9:30. I appreciate you all. Thanks for having me.
Mm-hmm.
Cliffy was here. Cliffy's still here.
Yeah. Sammy's asking.
You muted his mic.
Say again.
Did you mute his mic?
Mute? Well, nah, I didn't mute nobody's mic. I what you call hung up? Silverhawk hung up, and I don't know. Somebody
no.
must have.
We're talking about Cliffy.
Cliffy's still there? Nah, his mic is it's hot right now. I see it. 9355. He's still hot. He must have put himself on mute, or he went to do something. He's still in there.
All right, then, guys. Have a good night. And
all right, fellas, y'all take
we'll
it easy, man.
Next.
I'll holler at y'all later. And y'all call Joe.
We'll
let him know if I did a good job tonight. I'll holler at y'all. I appreciate you. Keep it moving, all right? Later.
All right. Be safe.
Good night.
Thanks, guys.
Later.